It's Carpet Outlet first pitch and more action from Eastwood Field. The opener of this three-game series here, the only visit of the first half for this Spike squad to Mahoning Valley. And we'll have that for you right after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Let it slip, it comfort check. Talk to doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
But is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Back here at Eastwood Field, about set to get underway. Spikes and the Mahoning Valley Scrappers, opener of a three-game series. Of course, Spikes ended up, it was the back end of a six-day road trip here. It was slated to be a six-game road trip. Played two in West Virginia, a victory last night by an 11-9 score. Great relief pitching appearances by Derek Cherry, who went 3 1/3 scoreless. Chris Barraza, 2 2/3 scoreless. Cherry striking out 4, Barraza striking out 5 in the process. Ty Buckner then with a 6-out save. He allowed just 1 hit. He struck out 2. He needed just 19 pitches, did Buckner, to get that 6-out save last night. So the Spikes in their navy blue jerseys, the Scrappers in the whites, and Rudy Gomez, the UCF product, on for his second appearance of the year. Again, his first outing was last Friday in State College. He started, went 4 scoreless innings, allowing 4 hits and a walk while striking out 7. And so Gomez, who is a native of Miami, he is 23 years of age, 6'2", 215 pounds. Connor Capisi will serve as the catcher this evening. Mason Sykes is at first for Mahoning Valley. Colton Coates is at second base. J.R. Bedford at shortstop. Trenton Harris is at third. Outfield is Jordan Williams in left. And Isaiah Thompson in center. Oliver Service in right. And our umpires for tonight's game, Jason Schneider works home. J.C. Fernandez is at first and Sean Hoverston at third. Spikes batting order again. Addison Smith, Kyle Huxdorf, Cam Buford leading the way. Chase Call, Cade Climby, and Matthew Bardwell, the 4-5-6 batters. And rounding it out, Jevin Relaford, Grant Lasher, and Aiden Howard. Addison Smith, back to the top of the order this season. He's batting .246 with a .369 on base percentage. 2 doubles, a triple, 6 runs knocked in. And Addison, with his college career set to begin at Oklahoma State coming up, he'll actually be departing a little bit early from the squad. This weekend slated to be his last slate of games, and the first pitch a strike on the inside corner. A 7-0-8 first pitch time tonight. Gomez right into the windup, and here's the 0-1. And here's a chopper to the right side, rather. Colton Coates double clutches it, but throw to first is in time. And there's one away, 4-3, the ground down. Tonight's first pitch at 7:08, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Kyle Huxdorf, the number 2 batter, and Huxdorf will get that 14th stolen base of the year added on to his record. It still is yet to be officially added. Last night there was a discrepancy in the record keeping, but that being rectified, he'll take a strike over the outer edge. Huxdorf this season, batting .200, but a .365 on base percentage. He's knocked in a pair of runs. He has a triple, and again, a perfect 14 of 14 in stolen base attempts. That pitch fades in for a strike on the inner half. It's 0-2. Two balls and two strikes. And the pitch, that's low for a ball. 1-2 the count. 82 degrees tonight here in Niles, Ohio, eastern part of the state. We're in the Youngstown area. As Gomez gets the sign, here's the 1-2. Chopper foul. That went off Huckstorff's foot at the plate. One ball and two strikes. Remains the count. Dave Tremblay, Spikes manager, coaching at third. Jesus Azuaje coaching at first. And coaching box lines actually have not been painted on the field here at Eastwood Field. Of course, 1-2 to Huckstorff, foul back to the screen. Really, in the modern game, coaching boxes aren't really enforced. It's only if a coach is blatantly trying to make an attempt to fool a fielder into thinking they're a player, but there's a swing and a miss on a high fastball. Strikeout number one for Rudy Gomez. One gone in the top of the first. Here's Cam Buford, the Grambling State product, batting .286 with a .368 on base percentage this season. Four doubles, a triple, two home runs, 14 runs batted in. Buford will windmill the bat in the right-handed box. And here's the pitch from Gomez. Swing and a miss. 89 on the inside corner. 0-1 to Buford. And that next offering is fouled back. 0-2 to Cam. We're in the top of the first inning, no score. Wind is kicked up now, about 5 to 10 miles an hour, blowing out to right field. And the 0-2. Fastball outside, 1-2 the count. Cam would not chase. And the pitch. Called strike three, breaking ball over the outer edge. Cam Buford not believing, but Gomez sets the spikes down in order in the top of the first. Kellen Hoover will look to do the same, coming off five scoreless innings of his own last Friday. And he'll get the ball when we return on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Kellen Hoover, the State College right-hander out of Florida Southwestern, will get the ball for his sixth start as a Spike. 0-2 record and 8.15 ERA overall, but he has had some truly outstanding outings. It began all the way back on opening day, June the 1st, four no-hit innings, only allowing one walk in the process at Williamsport. And last time out, outstanding as well, just three hits against him over five shutout frames, five strikeouts, tying a season high. He has thrown a max of 74 pitches this summer. And he'll face the top of the order, starting with a former Spike, Jordan Williams, who played for the Spikes last year, now with Mahoning Valley. Offered bunt, drew it back. The pitch called a ball outside. Jordan Williams batting .227, but a .433 on base percentage. He does put up the bunt, but it floats up in the air and kicks foul. First base side, Grant Lasher picked it up. One ball and one strike. Lasher behind the plate. Cam Buford at first for the Spikes. Jevin Relaford making his State College Spikes debut at second base. Addison Smith at shortstop. Kate Climby at third base. He had been filling in at second somewhat, but that out of necessity primarily. Outfield is Kyle Huxdorf in left, Aiden Howard in center, Chase Call in right. Jordan Williams played his ball at Florida State this spring, takes a 1-1 fastball at 90 miles an hour in tight, two balls and a strike. 5-11, 175. He has a double and an RBI in seven games, and now chops this one to the right side, taken on a big hop by Buford, flips to Hoover, covering, and the step on the bag ahead of Jordan Williams. So 3-1 on the putout, one gone in the bottom of the first. Colton Coates now up. Coates, the Mahoning Valley second baseman, batting .338 in 18 games with the Scrappers. A .450 on-base percentage, two doubles, 12 runs batted in. That's second on the team. He's also walked 14 times in addition to 22 hits, reaching base 36 times. I believe that is among the league leaders in that category as Coates fouls it off his own leg for strike one. Williams, Coates, and Brandon Hilton, top of the order for Mahoning Valley. Mason Sykes, Braden O'Shaughnessy, and Connor Capisi are the middle third. Oliver Service and Isaiah Thompson and J.R. Bedford, the 7-8-9 hitters, rounding it out in the Mahoning Valley order. Kellen peers over the mitt. Here's the 0-1. Fades in high and away. One ball and one strike. And the pitch. Fastball upstairs. Two balls and a strike. Here's the 2-1 from Hoover. That's a strike. 85 off speed over the outer edge. 2-2 to Coates, batting as a lefty. A switch hitter by trade. And the 2-2, and that's poked foul, third base side toward the bleachers section here. No bleachers beyond the outfield walls. It's 330 feet down the lines, 405 to dead center. But the fence is at the foul poles and extending for about 60 feet towards center field, are only 4 feet high as the 2-2 to Coates. Breaking ball swung on and missed, strike three. First strikeout for Kellen Hoover this evening, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health is growing. In 2024, we'll open a new outpatient center in Toftrees West. And in 2026, a 10-story patient tower will be added to the medical center. Learn more at mountnittany.org. Two gone in the bottom of the first, and here's Brandon Hilton, the left-handed hitting DH. First pitch of him swung on and missed. Hilton out of Stetson University down in DeLand, Florida. 6'8", 255, imposing size, 23 years of age. Batting 156, but with a .282 on-base percentage in nine games for the Scrappers. He chops it foul to the right side. 0-2 the count. Again, those fences just 4 feet high in front of the bullpens. The Spikes down the left field line. The Scrappers down the right field line. But then an 8-foot high fence the rest of the way around with a second row of billboards set back in left field. And here's an 0-2 sent deep to left center. And Huxdorf looks up, and that goes off the second row of boards. Brandon Hilton collects his first MLB Draft League home run, and Mahoning Valley takes the lead 1-0. So Hilton sending that one deep. And Hilton seems to be the kind of player where when he gets a hold of the ball, he can send it a long way. He got a hold of that one. Now Mason Sykes, who is the Scrappers' RBI leader in the first half this year, 14 of them in an 18-game span entering tonight, 224 batting average, 321 The on-base percentage, 4 doubles, 2 homers. He is the only scrapper with multiple home runs this season. In fact, that was just the 4th home run for Mahoning Valley in this first half as a team that Hilton just sent over the left center field wall. First pitch to Sykes, a strike. The 0-1, fouled to the right side, 0-2 the count. Now, Kellen Hoover's scoreless string against the Scrappers comes to a close in 5 2/3 innings. We're talking with Jerome Williams, Spikes pitching coach, on Spikes Live, presented by Mountain Any Health just prior to the game, about exactly this. Fastball upstairs, 1-2 the count. Making that transition from college ball with the aluminum composite bats to wooden bats here can be tough for pitchers. 1-2, called strike 3. Fastball just above the knees, right down the middle. And the inning is over. The strikeout brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. If you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience, please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. Brandon Hilton, solo homer, the only scoring thus far at the end of 1. 1-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Rudy Gomez back on the mound for Mahoning Valley in the second inning. Middle of the order, Chase Call, Cade Climie, and Matthew Bardwell up for the Spikes here in the second, now trailing 1-0 after the Brandon Hilton solo homer. First pitch of the inning to Call, fastball for a strike at 91 over the outer edge of the plate to Call, the right-handed hitting right fielder. Gomez quickly in, gets the sign. Now into the windup. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball low and away. Appeal on the swing. J.C. Fernandez says no go. Gomez this year went 6-3 with a 5.25 ERA, making 15 starts for the Knights at UCF. 72 total innings collegially. He struck out 78, walked 22. Breaking ball low and away. 2-1 the count to Call. He did hit 11 batters. Gave up a total of 83 hits over his 72 innings, but that 2-1 pitch called a strike right around the knees. 89 miles an hour, 2-2 the count. The year prior, he had gone 4-0, a 4.03 ERA, working mostly out of the bullpen for UCF. Also spent time with St. Leo University. So that pitch in tight, and it gets Call on the left hand. Now he goes holding on to it, and Jason Schneider agreeing the pitch hit him in the hand. Might have got him in the wrist, actually. He was kind of holding on to that hand, now grasping the wrist, but seems to be okay, just stings a bit. And Call is the first base runner for the Spikes in this game. Spikes went down in order in the first. Kellen Hoover, aside from the solo homer, retired all the scrappers he faced in the first inning. And the first pitch to Cade Climie is a ball outside. 1-0. Climie, the Texas A&M commit, batting .338 this season with a .442 on-base percentage. Five doubles and six runs batted in over 21 games. And the pitch. A sharp grounder to short and underneath the mitt of Bedford. It rolls into center field. Call moves to second, holds there. And we'll see what the ruling is on that one. Actually, that'll be an E6. Yeah, J.R. Bedford didn't look like he had to go too far to his left. I think he just didn't get the mitt all the way down. So ruled an error. E6 the call. Spikes were opportunistic last night. Scored 11 runs on only six hits in the game. But took advantage of two errors, walks, hit batsmen. As a big error, ended up only being one error assessed on the play, but three spikes run scored. That's how they took the lead in the fourth inning, and they never lost it. First pitch to Matthew Bardawell, a strike over the outer edge, 0-1. Bardawell back in the lineup tonight. And a towering solo homer in Trenton earlier this season. He has a double and a triple to his credit as well. Nine RBIs, .387 on base percentage. And that pitch missed low. Capisi was set to throw, but Climie able to dive back in at first and call back standing at second. So there was no throw. Matthew Bardawell with a .387 on base percentage. In the right-handed box, the pitch, that's a fastball low. 89 on the speedometer, 2-1 the count. It's 1-0 Mahoning Valley in the top of the second. The Spikes threatening again, first and second without the benefit of a hit. A hit batsman and an error. Here's the set. And the 2-1. That one misses. There's been some two-seam action on that one from Gomez. The red mitt on the left hand. And the 3-1 pitch. And Bardawell lines this one straight at Harris, the third baseman. Throw to second. And leaping for it is Coates. His foot comes down on the bag ahead of call. It's a line-out double play. Two down here in the second. All disagreed with that assessment, but jogs back to the dugout. A hard hit ball, but right at him. So now a runner on first and two outs. And here's Jevin Relaford, the newest State College Spike. Relaford coming over from the Frederick Keys. And that pitch fouled away to the right side. And with Frederick, had a decent time of it. He hit .226, .305 on base percentage. Three doubles, three RBIs, and a perfect 4-for-4 in stolen base attempts. Throw on to first, diving back in is Cade Climie, now the lone base runner for the Spikes. So Relaford, the son of the former major leaguer Desi Relaford, joined the club at the outset. And here's the 0-1 pitch, a pop-up, foul ground, behind home, dashing for it is Connor Capisi. He doffed the helmet, made the catch on the warning track, and the inning is over. Spikes threaten in the second, but nothing doing. No runs, no hits, one error, one runner left on base. End of an inning and a half, so Mahoning Valley 1, State College nothing on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you.
Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the second inning, Brandon O'Shaughnessy, Connor Capisi, and Oliver Service due up for the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. We lead it 1-0 on Brandon Hilton's solo homer in the first. O'Shaughnessy, right-handed hitter out of Youngstown State, so familiar with this field. And he swings at the first pitch from Hoover, skies it to center, but eminently playable for Aiden Howard, who just fades back, reaches up, makes the catch, one away. Aiden's family following the spikes up here to Mahoning Valley, taking a jaunt around the MLB Draft League with him. And here's Connor Capisi, the Mahoning Valley catcher out of Omaha Gross Catholic High School in Nebraska. He'll be headed to Creighton, so not going too far away for college. Also located in Omaha, he grounds the first pitch to the third. Backhanded stop by Climby. Off-balance throw to first, but it's in time. What a play by Cade Climby at the hot corner. Two away. And you can star that one in the book. That was outstanding. And Climby back at third base, which he has played most often for the Spikes. He did play some second base, again, more so out of necessity than anything. And with two gone, here is Oliver Service, who's back to wearing number 16. Service, a catcher by trade, but he is playing right field. He actually plays all around, listed as a utility man out of University Liggett High School in Michigan, and he has eschewed the white helmet that he wore from his high school days and now wears the same navy blue helmet as his Mahoning Valley teammate. Showed bunt, drew it back, pitches a ball outside. Now Hoover delivers, fastball and a called strike on the inner half. 88 miles an hour, 1-1 the count. That's 88 from the speed of pitch displayed on the scoreboard in right center. Now the 1-1, this is lifted in the air, left field, Huxdorf going back to the wall, and the ball bounces off the top of the wall and back to the playing field. Chased down by Aiden Howard, quick throws to the infield, but Service with a double. His second double and second extra base hit with the Scrappers. So in back-to-back innings, Kellen Hoover has sailed through the first two hitters. Second hitter with an, or the, excuse me, the third hitter with an extra base hit. Last time out, he got Mason Sykes looking to finish the inning, looking to do the same here with Nyzaiah Thompson, the center fielder. 365 on base percentage, though he's only 3-for-35 hitting at the plate. There's a strike, fastball just above the knees, 0-1. Thompson with two doubles and an RBI. He has 15 walks in addition to his three hits. Out of Mountain House High School, Mountain House, California. A lot of youngsters across the MLB Draft League. A lot of impressive ones this year as well. The fastball misses low. Maybe trying to get Thompson to chase there. Grant Lasher points back at Kellen Hoover. One ball and one strike. Hoover looking back at second. Now Kellen delivers. Swing and a miss. Blew the fastball by him, and it's 1-2. Plenty of youngsters. Representatives from both these teams will be at the MLB Draft League Prospect Game to be held at Trenton Thunder Ballpark Wednesday, July 5th. Slated for 7 p.m. start time. You can catch all the action on MLB Network. And those selections will be announced in all likelihood later this weekend as the 1-2 fastball swung on and missed. Hoover ratcheted it up that time to 93. and gets the swing. The third strikeout for Kellen Hoover today, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health, team of doctors, care for women during all stages of life. Visit mountnittany.org for more information. No runs, a hit, one runner left on base, two innings complete, still 1-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
First pitch of the third inning to Grant Lasher, a fastball outside. 0-1 the count. Lasher, Aiden Howard, and Addison Smith, the 8-9-1 batters, due up against Rudy Gomez here in the top of the third. Spikes trailing 1-0. Breaking ball low and away. Appeal on the check swing by Lasher, but no go, says J.C. Fernandez. And it's 1-1. Grant Lasher out of Eastern Illinois University. And the pitch, swing and a miss, went after the breaking ball that time. And it's 1-2. Batting .214 for the Spikes, playing his sixth game for State College. An RBI, 200 the batting average. That's because a sacrifice fly is tossed in there, which counts against you in on-base percentage. Doesn't count as an official at bat, but is added in for the OBP calculation. The 1-2 pitch fouled off at the plate. Still a ball and two strikes. But of course, walks times hit by a pitch to your benefit. As that pitch, well, didn't miss by much, but Lasher back in the right-handed box. And the 1-2, that is poked foul, first base side. 1-2. And this one lifted in the air, left field toward the line, on the run. Jordan Williams reaches out, makes a backhanded catch. Nice job by Williams, the former Spike, to chase that one down. One gone in the top of the third. There is other action in the MLB Draft League tonight. Two other games in progress. Williamsport leading Trenton at historic Bowman Field 6-1. That game's in the top of the fourth inning. They're in the bottom of the second in Frederick. The Keys all over West Virginia, 4-0. The Frederick League lead, and coming into the game is Aiden Howard, fouls away the first pitch he sees. Bounce to the right side, 0-1. Trenton came in leading the first half standings at 16-6. West Virginia second, 3.5 games back at 13-10. Frederick, 4 games back at 13-11. Check swing, pitch called a strike. Fastball on the outer edge, 0-2 to Howard. Trenton did defeat Mahoning Valley here at Eastwood Field last night, 4-3. So on the verge of clinching the first half crown as a pitch upstairs for a ball 1-2. Again, Trenton, that four-game lead on Frederick, although an unequal amount of games. Trenton has played two less games than the Keys. 3.5-game lead on West Virginia. If the Black Bears lose and Trenton wins, they would eliminate West Virginia from first-half title contention. There are four games remaining in the MLB Draft League first-half slate for each team after tonight's action is complete. 2-2 the count to Aiden Howard and the pitch. That fades in, the ball just inside. 3-2 the count. And this pitch, a liner knocked down by the second baseman, Coates. He'll pick the ball back up, throw to first in time. So a ground out rather than a line out. But the out made either way, two down in the top of the third. Mahoning Valley leading 1-0, the only run on a Brandon Hilton solo homer in the first. Addison Smith, the leadoff man in the spikes order, is 0-1. He bounced out to the second baseman, Coates himself, back in the opening frame. A wind up by Gomez in the pitch, and Smith sends this one skyward to right. Playable for Oliver Service, however. And he'll give way now. The center fielder, Isaiah Thompson, came over and took it away from him in a sense. Nevertheless, spikes go down in order in the third. We go to the bottom half. 1-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. J.R. Bedford leads off the bottom of the third inning for the Mahoning Valley Scrappers, who lead it 1-0. Kellen Hoover back on the mound for the Spikes, started and keeps on going. And his pitch, a breaking ball called strike over the outer edge, 82 on the curve that time. Hoover has thrown his 27th pitch of the night. And the 0-1, swing and a miss, 0-2 the count. is the count. Hoover already with three strikeouts tonight. Bedford swings and foul tips it into the mid of Lasher. Strike three, fourth strikeout for Kellen Hoover, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. With My Mount Nittany Health, you can message your provider, schedule appointments, and more. Sign up for your free portal account today at MyMountNittanyHealth.com. Luckily, the rule of finders keepers doesn't apply up here in the broadcast booth. Here's Jordan Williams, the leadoff man, the former Spike. Bounced out to first with the pitcher covering in the opening frame, and he lofts it foul, third base side, on the first swing here in the third. Again, a 1-0 lead for the Scrappers. Two hits, the homer by Hilton and a double by Oliver Service, both on the Mahoning Valley side. Here's the 0-1. Lifted in the air down the left field line, racing toward the corner. Kyle Huxdorf slides and makes the catch. On the track in front of the Spikes bullpen and gets some well-deserved kudos from his teammates there. Spikes have had a couple of outstanding defensive plays this evening, and now two down for the switch-hitting second baseman, Colton Coates, who struck out back in the first inning. Again, this series will be the only one between the Spikes and the Scrappers at Eastwood Field in the first half, but Spikes will be visiting with the second half squad, which is being formed and will be hitting Happy Valley right after the 4th of July. Back in action July 7th, 8th, and 9th. And the 1-0, bouncer to the right side. Jevin Relaford takes it on a short hop, throw to first in time, and quickly the third inning comes to a close. Kellen Hoover sets down the Scrappers in order. We go to the fourth, 1-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Monday, July 3rd, join the Spikes for the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular presented by the PA Lottery. It's a massive display you do not want to miss after the 6:35 p.m. game against the Williamsport Crosscutters. Celebrate with us on Military Appreciation Night and make your plans for the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular presented by the PA Lottery Monday, July 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. It's a Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Rudy Gomez back on the mound for Mahoning Valley for the Spikes half of the fourth inning. Kyle Huxdorf, Cam Buford, and Chase Call, the 2-3-4 hitters, due up for the Spikes. And they just wished a very happy birthday to Mahoning Valley front office member Matt Thompson, and having come here for many years, getting to know Matt, I just want to join in and say happy birthday to him as well. Nice slate of photos displayed up on the video board in right center here for him. And the first pitch to Kyle Huxdorf here in the top of the fourth is a strike, breaking ball. Next offering bounces in over Capisi. And a 1-1 count now to Huxdorf. Kyle struck out back in the first inning, but a tremendous catch going toward the corner in left field and sliding on the warning track. Just shy of that short bullpen fence to make the grab. Now the 1-1 tap foul. Third base side, 1-2. Nothing across yet for the Spikes. No runs, no hits, no errors. A run, two hits, and one error for Mahoning Valley. Pitching has been strong in this matchup, as it was last week when Gomez went for Mahoning Valley, Hoover went for State College, and a fastball called strike three, and that may have been a bit generous. It is the third strikeout for Rudy Gomez, one gone, as he is now retired 6 in a row. And that following an error committed, which allowed Cade Climie to reach back in the second. Chase Call was hit by a pitch. This is the only base runner so far for the Spikes, but it's only a 1-0 game. And Cam Buford swings at a high fastball and misses 0-1. 92 from Gomez there. Buford struck out looking in the first. Gomez kicks and deals. Fastball called strike. Lower portion of the zone. 0-2 the count. Gomez definitely getting ahead of the hitters this evening. UCF right-hander now with the 0-2. Breaking ball just low. Ball and two strikes. No action in the bullpen either way. Again, last time these two pitchers met, Gomez in his first outing with the Scrappers went 4 innings. And Hoover went 5. Here's the 1-2. And this is lifted in the air, right field, fading back, service to the warning track, at the wall, reaches up and makes the grab. And gets the Mahoning Valley bullpen going, and that is a difficult task for an outfielder with the short wall. Hey, to fade back, you can't really extend the arm out and feel where you are space-wise because you'll go right over that short fence. And Service is actually pointing at something or somebody out there in the bullpen. He might be giving some kudos. He might have got some help from his teammates in the pen. So now two down, and here is Chase Call. Right fielder hit by a pitch back in the second. 1-0 Mahoning Valley. We're in the top of the fourth inning. And the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball dipped out of the zone. Call went after it. 0-2 the count. Chase, second in the Big West Conference and on-base percentage this season. This past spring. He's picked right back up on that here. With the Spikes, the 0-2, fastball high and away. Call did not chase that time. One ball and two strikes. The American flag, the flag of the state of Ohio, flapping in right field, no more than 5 miles an hour. Breaking ball is low to Chase Call, 2-2 the count. Gomez going all the way down to the base of the mound, into the grass, now rises back to the top of the hill. Into the windup and the 2-2. That's called a ball inside. I thought Jason Schneider was about to pull the right arm back, but he did not. He held up, and the count is full. I think that's the respect for the batting eye of Chase Call there. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. That one dipped away from the bat, and that's the fourth strikeout for Rudy Gomez. Gomez has now retired 8 straight. 3.5 gone here at Eastwood Field. Mahoning Valley leading State College 1-0 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
In partnering with the Central PA 4th Fest, the State College Spikes have been committed to finding unique ways to host this outstanding representation of Happy Valley and all of Center County. We are elated to once again join the Central PA 4th Fest at Mettler Field to bring live entertainment, great food, comfortable seats, and live music. Join us on the 4th for Gabe Stillman and Yachtly Crew, two amazing acts before the largest fireworks show in all of PA. Get your tickets now at centralpa4thfest.org.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fourth inning, 1-0 Mahoning Valley leading on a Brandon Hilton solo homer back in the first. Hilton will lead it off for the Scrappers here in the fourth, followed by Mason Sykes and Braden O'Shaughnessy. Kellen Hoover back on the mound. We'll see how he deals with the big man, 6'8". Brandon Hilton here. There is some action now in the Mahoning Valley bullpen, just starting, as Hoover mounts it to throw his first pitch of the inning. It's a fastball low and away, and the righty warming up from Mahoning Valley is Jerez Butcher, another Wabash Valley product. Here's the 1-0. That fades low and away. Trying to nick the corner, but not quite. 2-0 the count to Hilton. Into the windup. Hoover with a pitch. That is fouled off of Hilton's own right leg. Two balls and a strike. Hoover and Grant Lasher will trade baseballs. Light's still not on here at Eastwood Field, but not needed. We still got plenty of sunlight. And we'll likely turn them on once it gets a little bit more past 8 o'clock as the pitch taken for a ball just outside, 3-1. Hilton checked his swing. Now the full windup in the 3-1 pitch, and that's cued foul to the right side. Count is full to Brandon Hilton. That's probably a good sign for the spikes in the dugout that Butcher is starting to throw in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. Gomez has been outstanding against the spikes. It's now 8 scoreless innings against him, but the 3-2 to Hilton, swung on and missed. Got him with a breaking ball. Great slider. Been right near 2,800 RPMs on that one from Hoover, who nets his fifth strikeout of the game. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. Hoover's now set down 5 straight. And here's Mason Sykes, the first baseman, who he struck out looking back in the first inning. And the pitch swung on, popped up right field. Coming in on it, Chase Call. He'll take charge, make the catch. Quickly, 2 away. Kellen Hoover has now retired 6 in a row and has only used 40 pitches to get through 3 2/3 innings. A very efficient evening for the right-hander. He's picking up where he left off last Friday, too. And the first pitch to O'Shaughnessy in tight. Pops out of the mitt of Lasher. Ball one on the fastball up and in. 92 miles an hour. Again, it's Buford at first, Relaford at second. Smith at short, climbing at third on the infield for the Spikes. Here's the 1-0. Fades in, called strike, inner half. Good changeup from Kellen that time, and it's 1-1. Outfield is Huxdorf in left, Howard in center, Call in right. With Lasher behind the plate, the 1-1. There's a strike. Slider over the outer edge, 1-2. Good mix from Kellen Hoover in this at-bat. Now let's see if he tries to pound it. Wind up, the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3, got him with a slider. Lasher will have to pick it up out of the dirt, throw down to first, completes the strikeout. The 6th one of the night for Kellen Hoover, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team? Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. Kellen Hoover has retired 7 in a row. 4 innings complete here at Eastwood Field. 1-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Ann, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Monday, July 3rd, join the Spikes for the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular presented by the PA Lottery. It's a massive display you do not want to miss after the 6:35 p.m. game against the Williamsport Crosscutters. Celebrate with us on Military Appreciation Night and make your plans for the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular presented by the PA Lottery Monday, July 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
To the fifth inning and a new pitcher, not yet for Mahoning Valley. It is Rudy Gomez back out on the mound. We had seen Jerez Butcher throwing in the bullpen, but Gomez remains out there. Cade Climby, Matthew Bardwell, Jevin Relaford do up here in the fifth. Gomez has thrown 54 pitches, 36 of them for strikes in his four innings last time out. Against the Spikes, he threw 62 pitches. Here's the pitch to Climby. Off speed over the inner portion of the plate, strike one. Climby reached on an error back in the second inning. It's the only one so far in the game. 0-1 breaking ball called strike on the outer portion of the plate, 0-2. That one broke sharply from inside to out on the righty Climby. We'll take a look at the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in a moment. Here's the 0-2. Fastball in the dirt, gloved by Connor Capisi. Ball and two strikes in MLB Draft League action. Williamsport leading Trenton 6-2, bottom of the fifth inning. Frederick now a 4-1 lead on West Virginia, bottom of the fourth at Harry Grove Stadium. The 1-2 to Climby, a foul tip into the bench, strike three. And Rudy Gomez now with five strikeouts. He is now retired, nine straight. And here is Matthew Bardwell, the State College DH, lined out to the third baseman Harris, which turned into a double play back in the second. And Trenton coming in, 3.5 games ahead of West Virginia, 4 games ahead of Frederick, 6.5 ahead of the Spikes in the first half standings. The winner of the first half of the MLB Draft League season, as the first pitch to Bardwell is a ball low, will host the MLB Draft League Championship game slated for Sunday, September 3rd. The 1-0 fastball down and in, 2-0 to Bardwell. 1-0 Mahoning Valley here in the top of the fifth. Spikes without a hit as of yet. Scrappers have two. One of them, though, a solo homer from Brandon Hilton in the first. The 2-0 breaking ball missed down low. 3-0 the count. And now some action in the Spikes bullpen. Kellen Hoover outstanding in four innings of work, but it is Corey Avant getting ready as the 3-0 pitch taken for a strike over the outer half. 3-1. Avant has alternated between starting and relieving. He's had some outstanding outings this year. As the 3-1 fastball taken for a strike on the outer edge, 3-2 to Bardwell. And Butcher is back to throwing in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. Here's the payoff pitch from Gomez to Bardwell. That's low, ball four. It gets all the way to the backstop, but bounces right back to Capisi. So Bardwell receiving the first walk allowed by Rudy Gomez in the game. Again, just the third base runner for the Spikes. A walk, a hit batsman, and an error. But things can change quickly. So last night in the majors, the Miami Marlins were getting no hit till the eighth inning, but then they erupted against the Boston Red Sox because it was a scoreless game throughout. And the pitch, that's tapped to the third base side, off balance by Gomez. Throw to first, not in time. Relaford beats it out, using his speed to his advantage. That one just placed in the right spot, and Bardwell moves up to second. And now the tying run in scoring position. The bunt to the third base side. And Gomez trying to get off the mound. So Relaford with the first hit of the game for the Spikes. It's a bunt single. Now it's here in the fifth in a 1-0 game. Relaford putting on the sliding mitt as Jesus Izuahe talks to him first base side. Meanwhile, Ray King, the Mahoning Valley pitching coach, is coming out to have a chat with Rudy Gomez. Gomez is currently at 65 pitches. Again, he had retired 9 straight, but now the one-out walk to Bardawell and the bunt single by Relaford. And it's first and second with one out. And the entire infield joining King and Gomez in words of encouragement. This may be a one-batter warning. Again, Gomez in 4 innings last time out threw 62 pitches. So right now he's at 65. This is probably going to be his last hitter, win, lose, or draw. And it'll be Butcher coming in to finish out the fifth. Grant Lasher flying out to left field in his first at-bat. Stands in the right-handed box. First and second, one out. Relaford's speed is really going to help. Staying out of the double play, and here's a tapper down the third baseline. But that is foul. Backhanded by Harris. He'll step on third just in case, but it's a foul ball, so strike one. That will not count. I say they erupted. They actually scored the first run, ended up winning 2-0. 7 hits in the last 2 innings after going without one the first 7-plus. Tonight, the Red Sox visiting Toronto, leading the Blue Jays 1-0 in the top of the fifth. Meanwhile, the Brewers lead the Pirates 4-0, top of the fourth. Here's the 0-1. Grounded foul, third base side. 0-2 the count. Nationals leading the Phillies 2-1, bottom of the seventh inning. They're in extra innings in Cincinnati. The Reds and Padres went to the 10th inning tied at 2. San Diego scored 2 runs in the top half. Now Cincinnati has scored 2 in the bottom half to even it up, but the bases are empty, 2 outs. That one might be destined for an 11th inning between the Reds and the Padres. Jonathan India now up for Cincy. 0-2 the count to Grant Lasher here. Gomez delivers, fastball outside. Good eye by Lasher. 1-2 the count. Twins and Orioles about set to get underway after a delay down at Camden Yards. The Mets lead the Giants 2-1, top of the fourth inning. Braves on top of the Marlins, who we were talking about, 6-3, bottom of the third. Here's the 1-2 to Lasher. Breaking ball swung on, foul tipped into the mitt. Strike three, that's the 6th strikeout for Rudy Gomez, matching Kellen Hoover's total tonight. Really a pitcher's duel here this evening. And here's Aiden Howard, the center fielder, 0-for-1, grounded out to second his first time up. Still runners on first and second here. But now the double play no longer a possibility. You certainly can't move up the runners either unless you bring them in. I suppose it could be an infield single or a walk or a hit batsman where you do load the bases, but Howard, I think he's looking for a poke here. He had a 2-run RBI single to center field in the fifth inning on Thursday night that provided some key runs in the game. Took ball one outside here. 1-0 Mahoning Valley, top of the fifth. Gomez looks to second. The right-hander deals. And Howard sends this one towards right field, and this one's not going to get reeled in. It's off the roof of the batting cages in right. Aiden Howard goes deep, 394 feet for his first Major League Baseball Draft League home run, and it gives the Spikes a 3-1 lead. Howard was all over that, and we talked about it. There was an occasion last night. He hit a long fly ball, but it got chased down in the gap by R.J. Johnson of West Virginia. He has had several balls this year. Hit well, but to left or right center. This one was just to right field. It had a lot of carry to it, 97 miles an hour off the bat. He was not going to be denied. First pitch to Addison Smith, a strike on the inside corner with a fastball. But a 3-1 lead for the Spikes. The second hit of the game, the biggest one of the game so far, and the pitch to Smith high and away for a ball, 1-1. Great for Aiden Howard to do that in front of his family as well. And I can see them. They're sitting right in back of the Spikes dugout, And here's a tapper to the right side, scooped up by the second baseman Coates. Throw to first in time. The inning is over. But Aiden Howard goes deep. Three runs in the fifth inning for the Spikes off his bat. Two hits in the frame. The first two of the night for the Spikes. No runners left on base. We're halfway home, and State College is now in front, 3-1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Into the bottom of the fifth inning, State College now with a 3-1 lead, and a big opportunity now for a new man on the mound as the Spikes have called for relief, bringing in a new pitcher for the fifth. You, too, can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.com. Kellen Hoover, outstanding in four innings of work. He allowed one run on two hits, one of them the solo homer by Brandon Hilton. No walks, six strikeouts, another outstanding outing. But he gives way now here in the fifth inning to Corey Avant. And Corey Avant has had outstanding outings this year as well. A 1-0 record, overall ERA 7.62, but you take out one bad outing in Aberdeen, and that ERA drastically goes down, a total of 16 strikeouts to 14 walks in 13 innings. 12 runs against him, 11 earned on 14 hits. He's making his seventh appearance of the year. He has made two starts, and he hits Connor Capisi on the left shoulder. Right field Avant.
Oliver Service.
Last time out, faced Mahoning Valley. And that was on Sunday afternoon at Medler Field, Lebrano Park. Charged with five runs in the first inning. Take out that and take out a four runs in one inning appearance in Frederick. And again, the ERA drastically goes down. They would be below 1.7. First pitch to Service. Fastball low, 1-0. Now, Levant looking to leave an impression as well. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That's popped up. Third base side. Floats out of play. Foul. 1-1 the count. I also say it's a golden opportunity for Avant because, as good as Hoover was, only needing 44 pitches to get through four innings, the plan is for Avant to have two or three innings here. Again, make that impression. He's another one of those guys who'll be departing the club soon, so Dave Tremblay and Jerome Williams want to give him all the opportunity to spotlight himself they can, but this one is locked into right field, and this will be extra bases. Capisi around second, heads into third, and Service has his second double of the evening. After doubling off the wall and left in the second, he doubles to the right center field gap here in the fifth. So now the tying run in scoring position, second and third, nobody out for Nisaiah Thompson, the center fielder. Is 0-1 with a strikeout. And again, it's all about balancing different things. Yes, Kellen Hoover was sailing through 44 pitches. The other thing with Hoover is it had been a longer layoff since his last start. Now, he was scheduled originally to pitch on Thursday, but with the realignment of the series in West Virginia, the start got pushed back to today. So 6 days of rest is good, but sometimes it's a case of rest versus rust. Here's a tapper up the middle. This will score a run. Charging in Smith. Shortstop throws to first in time. Capisi scores on the play. Service moves to third. And it's a 3-2 game here in the bottom of the fifth. That'll bring up J.R. Bedford, the shortstop, who struck out against Hoover in the third. More scores on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Houston Astros leading the Texas Rangers 1-0, bottom of the first inning. By the way, Aiden Howard, a native of the Houston area, he and his family visiting, his family seeing his first MLB Draft League home run off the roof of the batting cages behind the Mahoning Valley bullpen in right field. First pitch ball up high. Infield up all the way around for the Spikes. With a runner on third, one out, trying to cut it off. And the pitch. Fastball low, but gloved by Lasher. Nice snag. 95 on the fastball, 2-0 the count. Tigers and Rockies scoreless top of the first. The Dodgers leading the Royals 1-0 top of the first. By the way, Aroldis Chapman on the move. Casey traded him to the Rangers today. 2-0 fastball, a strike on the outer edge. It's 2-1. Pair of minor league players, Cole Reagans and Ronnie Cabrera. And the pitch swung on and missed. Swung right through the 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Up in the zone, 2-2 to Bradford. Or to Bedford, excuse me. The set by Avant, the 2-2 pitch. And this one lifted in the air center field. Aiden Howard underneath it. Catch is made. From third by Service, the throw to the plate's cut off. It's a sacrifice fly, and we're tied up 3-3. Well, neither Hoover nor Rudy Gomez will be part of the decision. Gomez, in all likelihood, done after five innings. Therese Butcher has continued to warm in the Mahoning Valley bullpen, but both actually did pitch well, but again, the home runs were the story. The three-run shot by Aiden Howard in the fifth, the solo shot by Brandon Hilton in the first. Jordan Williams shows bunt, draws it back, pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Ramada out of town scoreboard, they have moved to the 11th inning in Cincinnati. Padres taking a 5-4 lead now on the Reds. There's the 1-0, pitch clip foul. Well, did not get a piece of it. Ball two outside. Avant delivers. Fastball outside, 3-0. Meanwhile, the Nationals now leading the Phillies 2-1 in the top of the eighth inning. Meanwhile, the Yankees and Cardinals still delayed in St. Louis. The 3-0 swung on, fouled left side towards the suites here at Eastwood Field. And it's 3-1. Diamondbacks and Angels set to go at 9:38 Eastern tonight. The White Sox and A's at 9:40. Rays and Mariners at 10:10. Action earlier today, the usual Friday afternoon game at Wrigley Field. The Cubs all over the Guardians, 10-1. And the 3-1 pitch to Williams, low for ball four. So a two-out walk. First one issued by Spikes pitching tonight. And here is Colton Coates, the second baseman, 0-2. Struck out in the first inning, grounded out to second in the third inning. And again, trying to balance and get different guys' work here as we settle into the final stages of the first half. Some of them will be going to the MLB Draft League prospect game in Trenton on the 5th of July. A throw to first, and Williams dives back in. First time Jordan has reached base tonight. Leads off first base. Jordan 7 of 8 in steals this year, and here's a ground to right side under the diving Buford into right field. Williams digs around second, makes it to third, and it's a two-out single for Colton Coates. Runners now at the corners. And here is Brandon Hilton. The DH has already gone deep tonight. Homering to left center field in the first inning. He then struck out in the fourth. The Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. By the way, too, the Ironman coming to Happy Valley on Sunday the 2nd, this coming Sunday. And, of course, some traffic routes will be altered, but it'll be great to see all the Ironman competitors, some of whom are local to this area. This area meaning Happy Valley, of course. But the Ironman 70.3, Happy Valley, with a 1.2-mile swim at Sayers Dam, then a 56-mile bike ride through Center and Clinton counties, and then a 13.1-mile half-marathon run on campus. And the finish line is at Beaver Stadium. One ball, one strike. Right at the 50-yard line, I do believe. A fastball upstairs, 2-1 the count. Ironman 70.3. There's still a chance to be part of all of it. Head to Ironman.com and HappyValley.com. Home of the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, the Happy Valley Sports and Entertainment Alliance, of course, doing a lot of work getting this competition to Happy Valley. So a huge weekend. You've got the Ironman coming up on Sunday. Then the Spikes home on the 3rd with the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular, presented by the PA Lottery in association with the Central PA 4th Fest on Monday the 3rd. That gigantic, approximately 20-minute fireworks show, one of the biggest ever at a Spikes home game. You do not want to miss it. That's Monday night the 3rd after the 6:35 game on Military Appreciation Night. The first pitch to Hilton outside for a ball. First and third, two outs, 3-1 the count to Hilton. In what is now a 3-3 game in the bottom of the 5th. Avant sets, deals. Fastball in tight, ball 4, so the base is now loaded. Well, you've got the Spikes home game on Monday night. Also, kids run the bases after the game, presented by Mount Nittany Health. Then on Tuesday, the Central PA 4th Fest is back in full force. From the firework 4K in the morning to the 4th Fest parade. And, of course, Medler Field at Lobrano Park, the home of the Spikes, will be a VIP viewing location for the Central PA 4th Fest fireworks. Gates will open up at 4. Plenty of activities, including live music at the ballpark. Mason Sykes, sharp grounder, past Relford into center field. One run scores. Coates around third. He will score. The ball skips between third and home, and Sykes will get second on the play. I believe it'll be a two-run single. It will definitely give Mahoning Valley a 5-3 lead. That'll bring up Braden O'Shaughnessy, the third baseman, 0-for-2. Flying out to center field in the 2nd. Strikeout in the 4th. 108 miles an hour off the bat. So Relford may have had a shot at it, but I doubt he was going to get that. You got to give him the benefit of the doubt on that. We'll wait for the scoring ruling. In the meantime, Dave Tremblay's come out to the mound, and that'll be it for Corey Avant tonight. So, a pitching change. A call for relief here in the bottom of the 5th, Ryan Ward will be on. We'll have the numbers for him in the rest of this 5th inning. After this call for relief, here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Presented by Akron Children's Hospital, Mahoning Valley,
Fairfield Inn, and Mr. In partnering with the Central PA 4th Fest, the State College Spikes have been committed to finding unique ways to host this outstanding representation of Happy Valley and all of Center County. We are elated to once again join the Central PA 4th Fest at Medler Field to bring live entertainment, great food, comfortable seats, and live music. Join us on the 4th for Gabe Stillman and Yachtly Crew, two amazing acts before the largest fireworks show in all of PA. Get your tickets now at centralpa4thfest.org.
Fans, the Spikes have called for relief, bringing in a new pitcher for the 5th inning. You, too, can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, Visit Geisinger.org. And here in the bottom of the fifth inning, it is now Ryan Ward, the second pitcher of the frame for the Spikes up. Ward, out of the University of Texas San Antonio, UTSA, a San Antonio native. He's making his ninth Spikes appearance, a 1-0 record, a 2.19 ERA. He's been credited with one hold this year. He's finished three games for the Spikes in regulation. 12 and a third total innings. He's allowed five runs, three of them earned on seven hits, 20 strikeouts to 11 walks, opponents hitting 159 against him. And he'll be called in with runners on second and third and two outs. And the official ruling on that play is a two-run single for Sykes and then an error assessed to Aiden Howard for an errant throw from center field to allow Sykes to move to second. I think it's because Sykes was not, didn't look like he was moving to second on the throw home, but it was offline, and so that's why he grabbed the extra base as Hilton is at third. And Braden O'Shaughnessy, the batter. O'Shaughnessy is 0-for-2, flied out to center field in the second, struck out in the fourth. Four runs here in the fifth inning from Mahoning Valley to retake the lead. 5-3 here in the bottom of the fifth. Here's a sharp grounder up the middle and a throw behind the runner at third. Tag applied, but not in time. So O'Shaughnessy with a base hit. And that'll make it 6-3 Mahoning Valley.
I don't know the answer offhand myself, but I'll look it up. I'll definitely look it up.
Can you look it up before the game's over?
I'll see. I'll see
or
what I can
right
do.
After. I'll come up. We're not going to run out of here. Thanks. Sorry to bother you, but thanks for asking.
6-3 Mahoning Valley here in the bottom of the fifth inning. A ground ball single on the infield, so Hilton scoring, Sykes to third, 6-3, and the pitch to Capisi foul back to the screen. It is an 0-2 count. Well, that run will be charged to Corey Avant as Capisi up for the second time in this inning. He was hit by a pitch to start the frame. And the 0-2. Fastball upstairs. One ball, two strikes. Kyrie Irving slated to return to Dallas. Sources say a three-year, $126 million deal. Draymond Green, sources say, will be headed back to the Warriors for a $100 million deal. Pitch in the dirt, taking off for a second is O'Shaughnessy. The throw into center field, and that'll allow Sykes to score. It'll be a stolen base for O'Shaughnessy. And then Sykes comes home. Just be a question of an error or... And it will be an error. That's already shown. Up on the board. So 7-3 Mahoning Valley. And now Capisi deep to right field. Back to the warning track, but Call able to reel it in. Just shy of the fence. However, Mahoning Valley sends 10 runners to the plate. Six runs on three hits, two errors, and a runner left on base. Six runs, four hits, two errors. Runner left on base at the end of five. It is now Mahoning Valley 7, State College 3 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Into the sixth inning here at Eastwood Field. Lights now on all the way around the ballpark, and a new pitcher on the mound for Mahoning Valley after Rudy Gomez went the first five and is now the pitcher of record in the game. It is the right-hander Charez Butcher out of Wabash Valley Junior College, a Kokomo, Indiana native. 6'4", 200 pounds. He is 21 years of age, and it's Butcher who is on to replace Gomez is Kyle Huxdorf, Cam Buford, and Chase Call, the 2-3-4 hitters due up for the Spikes here on the top of the sixth inning. Gomez went five innings. He allowed three runs, all of them earned, on two hits, a bunt single by Jevin Relaford and a three-run homer by Aiden Howard. He did not walk a batter. He did hit one batter, struck out six. And the first pitch from Butcher, a breaking ball up high, and Huxdorf ducks out of the way and then leaps out of the crouch to regain his balance. One ball, no strikes. Butcher this year has made four appearances. He's not allowed a run in any of them. A 1-0 record, but 0-for-1 in save opportunities. 4 1/3 total innings. Two strikeouts to six walks, although he's not allowed a hit either. And a swing and a miss, and it's a 1-1 count to Huxdorf as Butcher winds and deals. Fastball upstairs. Two balls and a strike. Gomez throwing a total of 74 pitches, 48 of them for strikes. Right-hander with a 2-1 pitch, and Huxdorf swings, lifts it to center field. Playable for Thompson, however, who settles underneath it, makes the catch. One gone. Here's Cam Buford, the first baseman, 0-for-2. Struck out looking in the first. Flied out to right on a great catch by Oliver Service, fading back to the short wall in right. Service doesn't catch it. It's a home run. Only a 4-foot-high wall in front of the bullpens here is the first pitch to Buford. Called strike, 92. And just off the borderline, but it is 0-1. And the pitch. And Buford sends this one skyward to left center field. Thompson at the warning track at the wall. He leaps and he makes the catch. Oh, boy. Cam Buford robbed again. Two down in the top of the sixth. That's twice at the fence. And now here's Chase Call, the right fielder, hit by a pitch in the second. Struck out in the fourth. Two outs here in the top of the sixth. 7-3 Mahoning Valley. And the first pitch to Call. Breaking ball low. One ball and no strikes. A 1-0. Called strike. Fastball lower portion of the zone. 91 on the gun that time. Everyone else has stayed the same surrounding the mound defensively for Mahoning Valley. The 1-1, breaking ball in the dirt, kicks away from Capisi, but nobody on. It's simply ball two. Jordan Williams in left, and Isaiah Thompson in center. Oliver Servais in right. Infield, Trenton Harris at third. J.R. Bedford at short. Colton Coates at second. Mason Sykes at first. And Connor Capisi doing the catching. Deep breath and a full windup for the 2-1 from Butcher. Breaking ball floats in for a called strike, nicking the outer edge. 2-2. Three runs, two hits, two errors for State College. Seven runs, six hits, one error for Mahoning Valley. And the pitch. That one breaks low. That one into the dirt, so Capisi will trade baseballs with plate umpire Jason Schneider. Three balls, two strikes. All trying to get something going for the Spikes. It was a 1-0 game through the first four innings. And then crooked numbers on both sides. Mahoning Valley's the bigger in the fifth. And the 3-2 breaking ball low. And Call draws the walk, reaching base for the second time this evening. Now Cade Climby, the batter, the third baseman, 0-for-2, reached on an error in the second, struck out in the fifth. Climby out of Texas A&M, or soon to be out of Texas A&M. Played his ball this spring at Temple Junior College in Texas, a native of Sugar Land down in the Houston area. And the pitch homeward. In tight for a ball, fastball at 88. 1-0 the count. And a quick throw to first. Call dives back in head first and safely. No further action in either bullpen at the moment. Ryan Ward got the last out of the fifth inning for the Spikes. Probably going to get the ball in the sixth as well. Here's the 1-0. Floats in low. Two balls, no strikes. And the Spikes are back home Monday after a 7:05 game here tomorrow, 2:05 Sunday. Monday night, the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular presented by the PA Lottery in partnership with the Central PA Fourth Fest. One of the biggest fireworks shows ever at a Spikes home game. Approximately 20 minutes full of lights streaming high into the night skies, higher than ever before at a Spikes home game, or so we are told. It is a show you do not want to miss. As the 2-0 to Climby, foul back into the mitt. 2-1 the count. Tickets are available now at statecollegespikes.com. You can head to statecollegespikes.com/tickets and see all the promotions coming up. Second half of the season. The home schedule restarting on Friday, July 7th with a big weekend upcoming. Fitness night and Dollar Dog night. If you hashtag meet the challenge, 9 hot dogs, 9 innings, you will be entered in a drawing where one lucky winner will get a free year's membership to East Coast Health and Fitness. 3-1 to Climby, a breaking ball high. That's ball four. So back-to-back two-out walks now. Bring Matthew Bardawell to the plate. Bardawell lined into a double play to third back in the second inning. He walked and scored on Howard's home run in the fifth. Jevin Relaford is on deck if Bardawell can extend this top of the sixth inning. 7-3, Mahoning Valley leads it. As Bardawell levels the bat. Butcher has the sign from the stretch. He delivers. And that one sails past Capisi to the backstop. A wild pitch, I do believe. Call takes the big turn at third, but he'll hold there. Climby moves up to second. So now second and third with two outs. Tying run is on deck for the Spikes, so right now this would be considered a save situation. Wasn't at the outset, though, so Butcher not in line for a hold, and Capisci. Oh, a rosin bag was missing. Now an improved grip, perhaps, as the rosin is out there. And a confirmed wild pitch there to put runners at second and third. Now a 1-0 count to Bardwell. Butcher gets the sign from Capisci. The pitch. Upstairs, ball two. And now Ray King, the Mahoning Valley pitching coach, is going to come out to the mound. I think he wants to check on Butcher. Make sure, you know, maybe it's the rosin bag, whatever it is. I think he identifies something mechanically, too. A little hitch in the giddy-up. Oh, he's correcting that. And, again, technically in the MLB Draft League, there are no limitations on mound visits because of the developmental nature of the league, especially here in the first half. But most managers and coaches abide by the pre 2023 standard, or I guess pre-2020 standard, of a pitcher must leave on the second visit of an inning or the third visit overall. And the pitch outside for a ball, 3-0 the count, and then the visit's not accruing over the course of the game. Three balls, no strikes. And the pitch, Bardwell watches it for a strike, and he was laying off with Butcher all around there. Now it's 3-1, and there is additional action now up in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. The 3-1 to Bardwell, low ball four. Well, the action in the bullpen has just started. So now bases loaded, two outs. Jevin Relaford is going to make Butcher deal with this. Cameron Liss, by the way, is the pitcher warming up, a lefty from Mahoning Valley. Again, no action in the Spikes bullpen, but now threatening. The tying run is at the plate here in the top of the sixth. In a 7-3 game, Relaford laid down a bunt single last time out for the Spikes first pitch, and that breaking ball seems to have slipped. One ball, no strikes. Well, the rosin bag, I don't know if somebody took it in or if it just didn't get put out. In either case, doesn't seem to have helped. The 1-0, line away for the ball, 2-0 the count. 68% humidity today as the sun sets in Niles, Ohio. Two balls, no strikes. Butcher winds and deals. Fastball is low, 3-0 the count. Brent Lasher is on deck. All of a sudden, after two flyouts, a tremendous play by Thompson at the wall to Rob Buford. Three consecutive walks, and now Ray King is going to come out with Mahoning Valley training staff to take a look at Butcher, see if there might be something wrong with the hand. And Butcher just has his arms out, talking to Ray King, and King demonstrating. Now, of course, he's demonstrating with the left hand, being a left-handed major league pitcher with mechanics. I guess if the nature of it is a physical injury or something that's impinging or pulling, and then that's different, and that's going to be it. So Butcher is going to come out of the game, and what this will also do is give Cameron Liss the opportunity to have unlimited warm-ups on the mound because he's coming in an emergency situation. So it is a 3-0 count on Jevin Relaford. Bases are loaded with two outs, and Cameron Liss will come into the game with unlimited warm-ups. We'll have the numbers on Liss in the rest of the sixth inning. Right after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Monday, July 3rd, join the Spikes for the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular presented by the PA Lottery. It's a massive display you do not want to miss after the 6:35 p.m. game against the Williamsport Crosscutters. Celebrate with us on Military Appreciation Night and make your plans for the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular presented by the PA Lottery Monday, July 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So here in the top of the sixth inning, things have got a bit interesting. After Mahoning Valley scored six runs in the bottom of the fifth to take the lead, Charez Butcher had retired the first two batters of the inning. Kyle Huxdorf and Cam Buford both on flyouts to center field with a great catch, a leaping catch at the wall by Isaiah Thompson to deprive Buford of at least an extra base hit. But then a walk to Chase Call, a walk to Cade Climie, a wild pitch, and a walk to Matthew Bardawell. And whether or not it actually is a physical issue with Jarez Butcher, Ray King, in consultation with the Mahoning Valley training staff, elected to make the change. And Ray has total control of the Mahoning Valley pitching staff. Of course, the manager, Dimitri Young, but he puts his trust fully in Ray King to go out and make the pitching changes if needed. And so Butcher is out, and Cameron Liss is in. And again, unlimited warm-ups for Liss being in an emergency situation. Liss, the left-hander out of Washington State, so Bryce Matthews on the Spikes bench familiar with him. They are college teammates. Liss out of Spokane, 6 foot 200 pounds. He is 23 years of age. And Liss this season has made six appearances for the Scrappers, an 0-1 record, a 1.69 ERA. He has one game that he finished out for Mahoning Valley. 5 1/3 total innings. He has allowed one run on two hits, 8 strikeouts to 6 walks, one hit batsman, a 1.11 opponent's batting average. And it'll be Liss now to face Jevin Relaford with a 3-0 count. So the walk, given that the count's 3-0, if there is a walk here, it would be assessed to Jarez Butcher. Now Relaford back in the right-handed box. 3-0 count, 2 outs. Here in the top of the sixth, and again, Relaford is the tying run. It's a 7-3 game. The Spikes are in business, and Liss, the left-hander, delivers. Rears back for a strike on the outer edge. Bit of a Bronx cheer from the crowd, even though we're 1,000 miles away. 3 balls and a strike. And the pitch. Fastball down and in, so that's ball 4. But again, that'll go on Butcher's record. It will walk in a run to make it 7-4 as Relaford gets credit for his first Spikes RBI. And Grant Lasher now, the batter that Liss will fully turn his attention to. So Butcher in 2/3 of an inning, 4 walks against him. No strikeouts, 1 run in so far against him. He did not allow a hit. Butcher threw 25 pitches, 8 for strikes. First pitch to Lasher from Liss is low for a ball, 1-0. Liss out of the stretch, delivers. That's low for ball 2. Liss, not charged with the walk. He came in with a 3-0 count. The rules are lenient on that point when it's clearly in the pitch, in the hitter's favor, the count. Here's the 2-0 to Lasher. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. Good drop to it. 2-1 the count. Lasher windmills the bat. 0-for-2 in the game with a flyout and a strikeout thus far. The 2-1 pitch. And Lasher sends this one high into the air toward the left field corner. Williams is over. He's just shy of the wall, and he makes the catch. crossing over the foul line as he does so. Lasher gave it a ride. Well, the Spikes do get a run back on four walks in the inning. No hits. Three runners left on base. 5.5 gone. 7-4, Mahoning Valley leads it on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her quince's. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Ryan Ward remains on the mound for the Spikes here in the bottom of the sixth inning. We remind you, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Oliver Service and Isaiah Thompson, J.R. Bedford, the 7-8-9 hitters due up for the Scrappers, beginning with Service, who has a pair of doubles tonight. And the pitch from Ward, low, blocked by Lasher. Ball one, 7-4, Mahoning Valley. A run in the first on Brandon Hilton's homer, and then six runs in the fifth inning to take the lead. Spikes with three runs on Aiden Howard's homer in the fifth. Four straight walks in the sixth to get their other run. Breaking ball in the dirt, check swing, a check of first base, and J.C. Fernandez says he did not go around. 2-0 the count to Service. Ward got the last out of that fifth inning. Now the 2-0 pitch. Fastball and a called strike. So the final book on Butcher. One run against him, which is earned. No hits, four walks, no strikeouts. Two-thirds of an inning, 25 pitches, eight strikes. And the 2-1, a swing and a miss. Chased after it low. Two balls and two strikes. Corey Avant goes two-thirds of an inning as well. Three hits, six runs, five earned. And that pitch, up and in for a ball. 3-2 the count. The 3-2 to Service. Sent foul toward the bullpen bar and grill on the first base side. Count remains full. Light starting to take over as the source of sight here in the bottom of the sixth inning. As Ward set was about to come set, but time is called by Service. Now everybody ready to go. Ward does set. Payoff pitch. Lifted in the air toward the corner, left field. Huxdorf on the run. He won't be able to get to it. Drops in for a fair ball, and digging for second is Service. He'll take the turn now as Huxdorf tried to pry the ball loose in the corner, but that's three doubles now for Oliver Service in the game. And the leadoff man in scoring position in the inning is Isaiah Thompson, set to come up. The scoreboard encouraging the crowd to get loud after that leadoff double, and Thompson 0-for-2 with an RBI. He drove in a run with his ground out last inning. Stands in the right-handed box. Ward sets. A look to second. Now the first pitch homeward. And that's line down the left field line. A fair ball. Bouncing toward the corner. Service digging for home. He'll make it into second. Thompson, the throw in there. Relaford with a tag. And safe is the call. So another double, and Isaiah Thompson providing it this time, and Mahoning Valley back out in front by four, 8-4 the score.
The shortstop, J.R.
Bedford. Here's J.R. Bedford, the shortstop, 0-1 with a sacrifice fly. He has also struck out in the game. Kellen Hoover started, 6 strikeouts over 4 innings. A run on 2 hits, that run only on solo homer number 1 for Brandon Hilton this year. Here's a fly ball from Bedford to right, taken by Call, and Isaiah Thompson doesn't even budge from second base. One gone. But Rudy Gomez, right now the pitcher of record for Mahoning Valley, he went 5 innings, 3 runs on 2 hits and a hit batsman. The runs all scoring on 8 and Howard's homer, 6 strikeouts. Gomez and Avant right now, the pitchers of record in the game for the respective teams. Spikes on the third base side, Scrappers on the first base side. Here's the former Spike, Jordan Williams, up for the fourth time. He's 0-2 with a walk. The pitch in the dirt, grabbed by Lasher, ball 1. 92 miles an hour on the fastball from Ward. Doesn't appear that State College has anybody else in the bullpen. This is Ryan Ward's game right now. Scrappers now out hitting the Spikes 8-2 in the game. Ward with a 1-0. Tapped off the plate, foul, first base side. Scooped up by Bryant Nelson, coaching at first. Craig Antush coaches at third. Craig's been around this area a long time. Very knowledgeable about the game. That's why the Scrappers have had him on the on-field staff the last 3 seasons. The 1-1, swing and a miss, a breaking ball. And it's a ball and 2 strikes. Thompson, again, did not budge off second base. Out to his lead. Ward looks his way. Now homeward, the 1-2, called strike 3. Breaking ball over the outer edge. That's the first strikeout for Ryan Ward tonight. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health is committed to the well-being of our community. With 9 primary care locations throughout the region, we are the leading provider of primary care. Visit mountnittany.org to find a provider today. 2 gone in the bottom of the 6th, and here's Colton Coates. The switch-hitting second baseman will stay a left-handed hitter. It's been all righties tonight for the Spikes. Coates is 1-for-3. He singled and scored in the 5th inning. He's also struck out and grounded out. Those were in his first 2 at-bats. The pitch, fastball and a called strike. Around the knees, 0-1 the count. 93 on the fastball from Ward there. Now gets the sign and the 0-1. Bounces in, again blocked nicely by Grant Lasher. 1 ball and 1 strike. Coates levels the bat. And Ward delivers. That one bounces and gets away from Lasher to the third base side. Thompson will move up to third. It'll be a wild pitch. First one uncorked for a spike. I checked that, the second. And the pitch, that's a called strike. Two and two to Coates. Now a runner on third, two outs. Ward looking to get out of the inning, and the pitch. Line toward right field. Chase Call is there. He makes the grab, and the inning is over. A run for Mahoning Valley on two hits, both doubles. One runner left on base. Six innings complete here at Eastwood Field. It is Mahoning Valley 7, State College 4. All right, check that. Mahoning Valley 8, State College 4. On the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
In partnering with the Central PA 4th Fest, the State College Spikes have been committed to finding unique ways to host this outstanding representation of Happy Valley and all of Center County. We are elated to once again join the Central PA 4th Fest at Mettler Field to bring live entertainment, great food, comfortable seats, and live music. Join us on the 4th for Gabe Stillman and Yachtly Crew, two amazing acts before the largest fireworks show in all of PA. Get your tickets now at centralpa4thfest.org.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Aiden Howard went deep to right field his last time up, a three-run homer. He leads off the seventh inning for the Spikes here. State College trailing 8-4, and Howard takes a ball outside 1-0. Joe Putnam along with you here at Eastwood Field. Opener of a three-game weekend series between the Spikes and the Mahoning Valley Scrappers is Cam Liss on for a second inning of work. After notching the final out in the sixth, delivers a strike. Fastball the inner portion of the plate to Howard. 1-1 the count. Aiden 1-for-2 tonight, but finally, after being robbed so many times on deep fly balls to the outfield, he gets a hold of one and just sends it out of here onto the roof of the batting cages behind the Mahoning Valley bullpen. And the 2-1 to Howard now. Cued off the plate, coming off the mound. List juggles it, and that's going to be an infield single. Well, the deep home run last time up, and this time used the legs for the infield hit. It's only the third hit of the game for the Spikes. A bunt single by Jevin Relliford. Howard's home run, and now his single to lead off the seventh, and Addison Smith to the plate. The switch hitting shortstop will turn around for the first time tonight, bat right-handed. And the pitch. And Smith flares this the other way, foul to the first base side. No balls, one strike. After last night putting all four switch hitters and the lone strictly left-handed hitter on the Spikes roster in the lineup, Smith is a switch hitter, and it's about it. Howard at the bottom, a switch hitter as well. Throw on to first, and Aiden is back diving in. But Matthews getting the night off. Tyler Wilson as well. Oh, and one to Addison Smith from the lefty list. There goes Howard. The pitch swung on and fouled behind home plate. And Howard got a tremendous jump. He's 7-for-7 in steal attempts this season. Of course, Kyle Huxdorf is 14-of-14. Once the adjustment does get made. And the 0-2. That one missed inside. 1-2 the count. Well, One ball, two strikes. Howard leads off first. Now a quick throw. Telegraphed by List, though. Howard had plenty of time to dive back in. There is now right-handed action warming up in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. Also, righty is up for the spikes. The 1-2 to Smith. Tapped off the plate, third base side. Coming in, shortstop Bedford. Only play to first, and he throws it away. Smith digging for second. Howard will move to third, and that will be the first, or rather the second Mahoning Valley error of the night. E6, and now second and third with nobody out. Spencer Hill is the right-hander warming up for the spikes. Although he had paused. And we'll check on the righty for Mahoning Valley, but the spikes threatening again. This is kind of what happened last inning. It was walks that got the spikes aboard again. This has been an opportunistic offense for State College here in the first half of the MLB Draft League season. And here's Kyle Huxdorf, the left fielder, 0-for-3. Pitch. That's taken for a ball. Up and away in Jason Schneider's eyes. 1-0 the count. Zane Barnhart, right-hander out of West Virginia. He's in the bullpen for Mahoning Valley in the 1-0. That's a strike. Fastball around the knees at 90 miles an hour. 1-1 the count. Barnhart, though, a hometown guy. Medina, Ohio. That's why he's here rather than down with the Black Bears. Here's the 1-1. Sails high and away. 2-1 the count to Huxdorf. Cam Buford, the Spikes RBI leader, is on deck. It is an 8-4 game here in the top of the seventh, but again, the Spikes are threatening. After the error, put runners on second and third, the 2-1. That's tapped foul behind home. Two balls and two strikes. Dave Tremblay, Spikes manager, coaching at third. Jesus Izuahe coaching at first. Huxdorf crouched in the right-handed box. Here's the 2-2. Tapped foul behind the plate again. Breaking ball from List that time. Mahoning Valley almost in a no-doubles defense already. Harris at third is close to the line. The 2-2. That one fades high, well high. Three balls and two strikes. Kiddos up here in the suite level having some fun. Here's the payoff pitch to Huxdorf. Grounded a third, snagged by Harris. He'll throw across the diamond. Low throw, and it gets away from Sykes. Run scores as Howard crosses the plate. Smith on to third. It'll be another Mahoning Valley error to score the run and cut the deficit to 8-5. Looked like Harris had made a tremendous play. He talked about how he was close to the line. He had to come off the line and snare it, which he did on a hop. 97-mile-an-hour grounder, but then the low throw. And again, the run scores to make it 8-5 now. First and third, nobody out. And a tying run at the plate in the person of Cam Buford, who's given it a ride the last two times up, but is 0-for-3 tonight. And he swings with the first pitch and fouls it to the backstop. 0-1. Spikes just will not go away. They're being out hit in the game 8-3, yet they're still in it. Liss comes set at the belt. And the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Took a little something off at that time. 0-2 the count. Change up at 85. Buford draws the line from the far edge of the plate to the near. Now raises the bat. Here's the 0-2. And Buford fouls it away to the right side. Cam, of course, will be playing in the Major League Baseball HBCU Swingman Classic at the home of the All-Star Game this year in Seattle. The HBCU Swingman Classic will take place on Friday, July the 7th, kicking off All-Star weekend festivities. And the 0-2 swung on and missed. Got him with a breaking ball. So the first strikeout for Liss. It's the seventh for Scrappers pitching tonight. Still runners at the corners, and Chase Call coming up. Call has reached base twice. He was hit by a pitch in the second, walked in the sixth, struck out in between. Chase also scoring a run in the sixth inning. And the pitch swung on and missed. 0-1 the count. First and third, one out. List sets, delivers. Call lays off, but it's a fastball for a strike. Just nicked the edge on the outer portion of the plate. 0-2 to Call. Chase doesn't usually find himself in many 0-2 counts. He is such an excellent batting eye, he often gets ahead in the count to give himself a more favorable situation. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball, grounded to third, taken by Harris, throw to second for one, on to first, not in time, run scores. So again, Harris this time, he fielded it at the line. Coates had to hold the bag at second and did, but Addison Smith scores on what will be an RBI fielder's choice for Chase Call to make it 8-6. And now Cade Climie, the batter, the third baseman, reached by an error in the second, struck out in the fifth, walked in the sixth. Again, he's the tying run. Cade Climie, another guy who's been hitting the ball well. He just hasn't hit it out yet. Pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball riding at 90 miles an hour. Strike one. Six runs, three hits, two errors for State College. Eight runs, eight hits, but three errors for Mahoning Valley. The 0-1 breaking ball is low for ball one. And I would tend to say that the spikes pair of errors, they're more the ones where somebody reaches an extra base. Goes from first to second, second to third. Mahoning Valley's errors have all put guys on base or scored runs. And the 1-1 pitch is fouled at the plate, 1-2. And you look at the error column, and not all errors are created equal. They're all marked in the book, but they're of a different nature, and hopefully with the amount of analytics and data we have now, you can sort of differentiate among them when evaluating players. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball low, 2-2. Actually, Bill James, one of the pioneers of sabermetrics, talked about how he was hired on in the 1980s for salary arbitration cases, trying to use the advance numbers for players to present their cases to receive pay raises. Here's the 2-2 to Climie. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Second strikeout for Liss, the final out of the inning. To finish the story, Bill James did a study one time where George Bell had led the American League in errors among outfielders in 1988, 1 year after his MVP season, but they demonstrated that all the errors did not affect any runs being scored by the opposition. So there you go. But two of them committed in the seventh inning by the Scrappers. Two runs for the Spikes, collecting one hit in the frame, one runner left on base. It's time to stretch here at Eastwood Field. It is now an 8-6 game. Mahoning Valley still in front on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the seventh inning, and you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. And the new man on the mound for the Spikes is Spencer Hill, the right-hander. He is an Ohio native out of New Albany, Ohio, out of the University of North Carolina, Asheville. Hill making his ninth appearance, 0-2 with a 5.4 ERA. He has one hold this season. In 10 innings of work, he's allowed 7 runs, 6 of them earned on 5 hits, 13 strikeouts to 8 walks. Opponents batting just 143 against him. And it's Brandon Hilton, Mason Sykes, and Braden O'Shaughnessy, the 3-4-5 hitters, due up against Hill here in the 7th. We'll get you the book on Ryan Ward in just a moment. And the first pitch to Hilton might have broken the bat, looped to center field, and Aiden Howard trying to come in on it but cannot. Hilton, who had a solo homer earlier in the game, definitely get the bat checked out. The youngster who just grabbed the bat on the first base side was checking it out as well, but Hilton is aboard with a leadoff single. That's the ninth hit of the night for the Scrappers. Spikes have just 3 to their credit, but again, opportunistic. State College has taken advantage of every door opened tonight to create some damage to some degree. Here's Mason Sykes now. 1-for-3 with a 2-run single in the 5th, and he takes a ball low. Ryan Ward went an inning and a third, allowing 1 run, which was earned on 3 hits. 1 strikeout, 25 pitches, 17 for strikes. Did not walk a batter. Hilton bluffs a steal off first. The 1-0 to Sykes outside for a ball, 2-0. Brandon Hilton is 5-for-5 in stolen base attempts this season as a Scrapper. He can get that 6-8 frame moving as the 2-0 pitch bounced foul to the Spikes dugout, third base side. Strike one. Now the tree line apparent beyond the outfield walls here. We're in Niles right now, and on the other side is Warren, Ohio. And Hilton gets a tremendous jump. He actually stops in between. The pitch is a ball thrown down to second, not in time. He almost did a skip halfway. He got such a big jump. A little stop and start, and eventually grabs his 6th stolen base of the season. And now the count is 3-1 to Mason Sykes. Well, the Spikes had this happen in the 6th inning. They grabbed a run back on 4 straight walks, but then gave it back in the bottom half. Now, after scoring 2 in the top of the 7th, trying to keep this a 2-run game, the 3-1 to Sykes, high and away, ball 4. Now Braden O'Shaughnessy, the batter, the third baseman, 1-for-3. He reached via an infield single in the 5th. As the first batter faced by Ryan Ward. O'Shaughnessy, out of Youngstown State, and the Penguins baseball team plays their home games on this field as well in the spring. First pitch to O'Shaughnessy, lifted down the right field line, but tailing foul, and ricochets off the steps leading to the clubhouse building. Down the right field line, one building with both clubhouses inside, so both teams enter the field from that right field spot and go to their respective dugouts. The scrappers on the first base side, the spikes on the third base side, the bullpens. Mahoning Valley's in right field beyond the four-foot-high wall. State College's in left field. 0-1. Fastball down and away. 1-1 the count. It's actually about 65 feet once you add in the room in the back of the pitching mound of the right field bullpen. 65 feet from the foul pole to when the fence jumps up to 8 foot high. And the 1-1 hits O'Shaughnessy in the back. So the bases are now loaded. Nobody out. A little bit of a jam here in Connor Capisi. The catcher is up 0 for 2, hit by a pitch and scored a run in the fifth. He is lined out on a great play by Cade Climie and flying out to right as well. And the pitch, that's low for a ball. And Grant Lasher is going to call time and chat with Spencer Hill. 1-0 count, bases loaded. Mahoning Valley leading State College 8-6 here in the bottom of the seventh. The Scrappers trying to extend their lead. Speaking of leads, Frederick has lost theirs. They were leading West Virginia 4-0, but now it's turned around. The Black Bears up 5-4 in the bottom of the seventh, but the Keys threatening as well with runners on first and second, two outs. Meanwhile, Williamsport has finished off Trenton tonight by the score of 8-4. So both the West Virginia Black Bears and the Frederick Keys, who are battling for second place right now and battling to try and stay alive in the first half race to try and capture the crown. Here's a grounder back through the middle into center field. One run will score in Hilton. Hard on his heels in Sykes. He will score as the throw home is cut off. A two-run single for Connor Capisi, and it's now a 10-6 game. O'Shaughnessy goes to second. Still nobody out, and here is Oliver Service, the right fielder who already has a trio of doubles tonight. Out of what is now 10 hits for Mahoning Valley. Service came into the game with one double in his first four games. Quadrupling that count already, really helping out the slugging percentage that was at just 200 entering the night. Hill looks to second. The pitch homeward. In tight, breaking ball misses, ball one. Tomorrow, a 7:05 game here at Eastwood Field. I'll be along with you at approximately 6:50 with Spikes Live, presented by Mountain Indy Health, then a 2:05 game on Sunday afternoon. The 1-0 to Service is low, 2-0 the count. 1:50 will be the approximate air time for that one. Of course, you can tune in on the TuneIn app. Also at statecollegespikes.com here on the road. The 2-0. Fastball on a called strike, 2-1. And then we're back at home, Monday, July 3rd, the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular, one of the largest fireworks shows ever at a Spikes home game. You do not want to miss it. It's presented by the PA Lottery in cooperation with the Central PA 4th Fest. As the 2-1 to Service swung on and missed, 2-2 the count again. It's Monday, July 3rd, 6:35 p.m., and then leading into the holiday on the 4th and the Central PA 4th Fest back in full force in Happy Valley with Medler Field serving as a VIP viewing location with live music from Yachtly Crew and Gabe Stillman, plus Kids Run the Bases Tuesday night as well. And then you've got the Geisinger Kids Zone open all game long. A lot more fun as part of the 4th of July, the Central PA 4th Fest at Mettler Field at Lovano Park, the home of the Spikes. The 2-2, high and away to service. 3-2 the count. First and second, nobody out. 10-6 Mahoning Valley here in the bottom of the 7th. The pitch. Down low, ball 4. So the base is loaded. Here's Nisaiah Thompson, the center fielder. One for three. He's knocked in a pair of runs, one with a ground out in the 5th inning, another with a double in the 6th, and Jerome Williams is coming out to the mound to have a chat with Spencer Hill. 17 pitches, 6 strikes for Hill in the early going of his outing here in the bottom of the 7th. Brewers now leading the Pirates 7-3. Top of the 7th. Red Sox up 5-0 on the Blue Jays. Top of the 9th. And the Mets have bolstered their lead. It's now 4-2. Top of the 8th with the Giants putting something together. Meeting on the mound is over. Meanwhile, the Reds defeat the Padres in 11. 7-5. A walk-off. 2-run homer. In the bottom of the 11th inning for Spencer Steer. And the first pitch after the meeting to Thompson, a fastball swung on and missed, poured in at 96 miles per hour. Nationals defeat the Phillies today as well, 2-1. Stone Garrett with a 2-run homer, the difference in the game on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Here's the 0-1, lined into left field, a base hit. O'Shaughnessy got a late start, but he'll score. Capisi behind him scores as well. The throw into second, not in time. Isaiah Thompson with a two-run double increases the lead to 12-6. Four RBIs for Isaiah Thompson tonight. And now second and third, still nobody out here in the bottom of the 7th, and there is action starting in the State College bullpen. The pitch, J.R. Bedford, soft grounder up the middle, snared by Relaford behind second, but his throw to first will not be in time. Service scores on the play. Thompson to third. It is 13-6. Infield single for J.R. Bedford, and his second run batted into the ninth. Douglas Bauer getting warm for the Spikes. Jordan Williams, the leadoff man in the order up. 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. Batting is a lefty against the righty Hill. Thompson at third, Bedford at first. Spencer leans in, gets the sign, delivers. Grounder to the left side, taken by Climby. He'll throw across the diamond to first. Coming in to score is Thompson. The first out of the inning advances Bedford to second as well. An RBI ground out for Jordan Williams to make it 14-6.
Second baseman, Colton.
Here's Colton Coates now, the second baseman, 1-for-4 with a single and a run scored. Oates taking his time, headed into the left-handed box. Meanwhile, Zane Barnhart continues to warm in the Mahoning Valley bullpen out in right field. Hill with the highest set. First pitch to Coates. Up high with a fastball at 96. Spencer's 22nd pitch of the inning. The 1-0. Fastball just low, 96. The velocity is there, but not quite the range at this stage. 2-0. Up high for a ball, 3-0. 94 on the fastball. The 3-0 pitch. Fastball low and away, ball 4. 10th batter of the inning coming up. Brandon Hilton led off with a single, stole second and scored, but he'll face a new Spikes pitcher. Douglas Bauer getting the wave from Dave Tremblay, who's headed out to the mound. We will have the numbers on Bauer and the rest of the seventh inning for you right after this. Call for Relief on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
In partnering with the Central PA 4th Fest, the State College Spikes have been committed to finding unique ways to host this outstanding representation of Happy Valley and all of Center County. We are elated to once again join the Central PA 4th Fest at Mettler Field to bring live entertainment, great food, comfortable seats, and live music. Join us on the 4th for Gabe Stillman.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Fans, the Spikes have called for Relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the seventh. You, too, can call for Relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. And the new pitcher for the Spikes is the righty Douglas Bauer out of Tyler Junior College down in Texas, a Houston native, 6'4", 195 pounds. He is 19 years of age. Bauer making his seventh appearance, no record, a 4.5 ERA. He has finished one game this year. In 8 innings of work, he's allowed 4 runs, all earned on 8 hits, 4 strikeouts to 10 walks. One-hit batsman, opponents adding 267 against him, and it'll be up to him to get the last 2 outs of this seventh inning as Mahoning Valley with another 6 spot, and the men led off the inning. Brandon Hilton up, but the runner's on first and second, one out. He takes a breaking ball for a called strike over the outer edge. 0-1 the count. Well, the Spikes had crept back to within 2 runs, but now a 14-6 lead for the Scrappers here in the bottom of the seventh. And the 0-1, that's outside, deflects off the mid of Lasher to the backstop. And the runners will move up to second and third. We'll see what the ruling on that is. As you might have heard throughout this game, debating the finer points of scorekeeping. On the 1-1, swing and a foul tip into the mitt. 1-2, mighty cut. It'll be ruled a wild pitch. So Bedford at third, Hilton swings and misses strike 3. Chased after one down low. That's the first strikeout for Douglas Bauer. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health earned 5 stars from Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service in 2021, 22, and 23. We were ranked world's best hospitals by Newsweek. 2 down in the bottom of the seventh, and here's Mason Sykes, the first baseman. 1-for-3 with a walk. He knocked in a pair of runs with his single in the fifth inning. He has scored a pair of runs as well. Bauer sets, delivers. Popped up on the infield. Bauer vacates the mound. The infield closes in, and Buford takes the catch. He and Addison Smith nearly collided. And I think their gloves touch, but Cam holds on for the final out of the inning. Mahoning Valley plate six in the frame. They do so on four hits, two runners left on base. End of seven, 14-6 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Monday, July 3rd, join the Spikes for the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular presented by the PA Lottery. It's a massive display you do not want to miss after the 6:35 p.m. game against the Williamsport Crosscutters. Celebrate with us on Military Appreciation Night and make your plans for the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular presented by the PA Lottery Monday, July 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Into the eighth inning here at Eastwood Field, opener of this three-game weekend series. Mahoning Valley leading 14-6 now as they go to the bullpen. And the Medina, Ohio native and West Virginia University product, Zane Barnhart, takes over on the mound for the Scrappers. The right-hander taking over for the lefty, Cam Liss. Spikes with Cade Climby, Matthew Barnwell, and Jevin Relaford. Due up here in the eighth inning, 5-6-7 hitters, and Barnhart's first pitch of the night is up and in for a ball on Matthew Bardwell. All right, check that on, Bardwell. So it is Bardwell leading off, and then it'll be Relaford and Lasher. So 6-7-8 there as the pitch swung on and missed. Matthew 0-for-1, but has walked twice and scored a run. And the pitch from Barnhart. Fastball strike on the outer edge. 1-2 the count. Cam Liss goes an inning and a third, allowing two unearned runs. One hit against him. He struck out one batter, did not walk a batter. And Bardwell, strike three, a 94-mile-an-hour fastball upstairs. One gone.
Second baseman, Jevin Relaford.
Now Jevin Relaford up. In his Spikes debut, he is 1-for-2. He fouled out to the catcher in the second, but dropped down a bunt single for the Spikes' first hit of the game in the fifth inning. Scored a run in that inning, and then drove in a run with a bases-loaded walk in the sixth. Takes a breaking ball here for a strike. 0-1 the count. Wind up in the pitch. That's off the glove of Capisci and sails to the backstop. One ball and one strike, 6 runs, 3 hits, 2 errors for State College, 14 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors for Mahoning Valley. Numbers all over the place tonight after the first four innings were a pitcher's duel. Here's the 1-1, that's a strike taken in the low outside corner of the zone. Breaking ball at 81, and now Barnhart into the windup, the 1-2, and Relaford swings at this one, flies it into left. Up into the night sky, back through the lights, into the middle of Jordan Williams for the second out.
Catcher Grant Lasher.
Here's Grant Lasher now, the Spikes catcher, 0-for-3 so far tonight. Spikes will be back in action tomorrow with Connery Peters on the mound, the right-hander. He's made some great starts lately, and he'll look for another one. Again, we're getting towards the end of the first half of the season. For a lot of these guys, this may be their last appearance coming up this weekend and into the 3rd and 4th of July. Of course, it's a 7:05 game tomorrow night, then 2:05 on Sunday here in Mahoning Valley. Back on the bus, back home, Monday, July 3rd, 6:35 against Williamsport. The Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular presented by the PA Lottery in cooperation with the Central PA 4th Fest. And then it's a 1:05 game for the Spikes at Williamsport, historic Bowman Field, an afternoon game on the 4th to complete the first half of the season. Fastball upstairs, 2-2 the count now to Grant Lasher. And then the first half Spikes will go their separate ways. Several of them will be going to the MLB Draft League prospect game in Trenton for July 5th, including Spikes manager Dave Tremblay. He'll be on hand for the game in a large capacity. And, of course, those Spikes to play in the prospect game slated to be announced later this weekend. The pitch, that is popped, or rather chopped foul, third base side. Lasher levels the bat in the right-handed box. And the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Barnhart retires the Spikes in order in the eighth. We'll go to the bottom half. 14-6 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
Fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the eighth inning, and you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. This is going to be a valuable late-inning experience for Matthew Linsky in all likelihood. Of course, Spikes still with the wherewithal to put together a rally, but it's a 14-6 game, so Linsky will get the ball here in the eighth inning, likely the last time Mahoning Valley bats, so he'll probably get a note for the game finished in his ledger. He is 1-0 this season, a 1.1 ERA, making his 10th appearance. He has one hold to his credit in 16 and a third innings. He's allowed two runs, both earned, 14 hits against him, a 27-4 strikeout-to-walk ratio. Linsky actually leads the Spikes in strikeouts this season and a strikeout-to-walk ratio of nearly 7-1. 222, the opponent's batting average for the Rice product. Native of Humble, Texas. Great meeting his dad, who came up to Happy Valley last week to catch him in action. His dad was a pro for several years, and readily admits his son has a better shot than he does. And here's a fly ball to center field. Braden O'Shaughnessy. Rockets one toward Aiden Howard, who makes the catch, one gone. Now, of course, that's a proud dad right there. He's a humble dad as well, coming from Humble, Texas, of course. But Mike Linsky immensely proud of his son and really has every right to be. Matthew Linsky looks like he's a guy who could very well hear his name in the Major League Baseball draft coming up in 2 weeks' time from Sunday. Breaking ball and a called strike over the outer half to Connor Capici. The Scrappers catcher is 1-for-3, hit by a pitch, a single, two RBIs, and two runs scored tonight. 0-1. Breaking ball in the dirt. Capici lays off. 1-1 the count. Few of the kids in the suites chanting for Connor Capici, who taps it foul. That went off his foot. And it's a ball and two strikes. It's been great to meet the families of these players throughout the course of the year. I talked about how Aiden Howard's family, his parents and his brother, are here on this road trip. But so many have made the trek to Happy Valley. And for I know speaking for Steve Jones and myself, it has been a privilege and a pleasure to bring you the achievements of your kids with the State College Spikes this summer. We still got a few more games to go, of course. While I have the opportunity, just wanted to say thank you to all the friends and family of Spikes players who have been listening in at home and on the road. Two balls and two strikes the count to Capici. And the pitch, that one bounced foul, third base line. Backhanded by Cade Climby. Cut in front of third base coach Craig Antish to make that play. Craig had a beat on it. Still 2-2, but Cade has definitely been showing off the range at third base tonight. I think he likes going back to the hot corner. That's been the position he's played most often for the Spikes this year. He played a fair amount of second base over the past week and a half. Here's the 2-2, a liner to left field, base hit for Capici. So his second hit of the night. That's the 13th. Of the game for Mahoning Valley. Here's Oliver Service, who has three of those hits, and all of them have been doubles. He's reached four times, a walk thrown in there as well. He has scored three runs. First pitch from Linsky to Service. A swing and a miss on the high fastball at 91. 0-1 the count. Spikes in the ninth will have Aiden Howard, Addison Smith, Kyle Huxdorf up. Howard with a three-run homer with his family here tonight. 0-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Nope, time is called. Matthew was just about set to commit, and he's able to stop up. He didn't get the arm going just yet, so he's able to stop the motion. There is right-handed action in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. This will not be a save situation, but might be one more pitcher to get some work for the evening as the 0-1, a breaking ball, called strike. Actually, 90 on the gun. That was a fastball, but a good amount of movement. It swept across the lower portion of the zone, 0-2 the count. Matthew Linsky comes set and deals. That's foul behind home. Off the facade of the suite level. Another 0-2 count now. Runner on first, one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Mahoning Valley has increased the lead. Two big innings tonight, a six-run fifth, a six-run seventh. 0-2. That's in the dirt, and digging for second is Capici. He will make it. I think that's going to go as a wild pitch. Looks like he didn't go on the move until the ball hit the dirt. And that's kind of what the interpretation last night. If a pitch goes wild or would be ruled as a pass ball, but the runner is already breaking for the next base, that runner does get credit for a stolen base. And here's the 1-2, clubbed foul, third base side. Count remains the same. It will be a wild pitch. 1-2 to service. Breaking ball swung on and missed. A beauty from Matthew Linsky, his first strikeout of the night.
Center fielder, Isaiah Thompson.
And it's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit mountnittany.org for more information. And, of course, we've been talking about the second half of the season coming up soon and one of the big nights on the schedule, Saturday, July 29th, the return of Paint the Park Pink Night with Mount Nittany Health. We join the fight against breast cancer. Spikes will wear special pink jerseys, which will be up for bids on the Live Source app, benefiting the Mount Nittany Health Foundation and the great work done by the Breast Care Center at Mount Nittany Health. And Isaiah Thompson with a swing and a miss. Strike one to start off. Miss at bat. Runner on second, two outs. The 0-1 offering, a fastball just low. One ball, one strike. And, of course, all throughout, I mean, July 9th, so a week from Sunday, we'll be home at 4:05, and it'll be the second Bark in the Park of the season, and it'll also be Paint the Park Purple, those two events in conjunction with each other, presented by Juniper Village as we fight Alzheimer's disease. And, of course, the Alzheimer's Association going to be a part of all the events as well. Fastball is a strike, 1-2 to Thompson. Linsky kicks and deals. Fastball upstairs, ball two. And that's Sunday, July 9th. Be a purple giveaway as well for our puppy friends. Alzheimer's Association will be the beneficiary of the 50-50 drawing held each and every night. Breaking ball low, 3-2 the count. So many great causes supported by the Spikes 50-50 drawing. That's a different one every evening and afternoon for the Sunday day games. Of course, just recently raised a significant amount for the families of the troopers who were shot and sustained serious injuries. One of them, Trooper Jacques Rougeau, passing away as a result of his injuries, being shot and killed. Just a few weeks ago, the flags were lowered to half-staff across Pennsylvania to honor him, and we were privileged that our fans raised a significant amount of money for his family through the Pennsylvania State Troopers Association Recovery Fund. A 3-2 line to center field, base hit. Aiden Howard comes up throwing, but rounding third and scoring is Connor Capisi. And they get 15-6, and it's an RBI single for Isaiah Thompson, who has a 5-RBI night, his third hit of the game. And now J.R. Bedford, the batter, the shortstop, 1-for-3. He has knocked in a pair of runs as well, one with an infield single in the seventh, the other on a sacrifice fly to center field in the fifth. Linsky sets and delivers. That's fouled back to the screen, 0-1. So whenever you're at the ballpark and you see the Spikes 50-50 table, right there next to the Line Country Kia Plinko table on the concourse, you see the monitor, you can track the winnings, and every night it's a different local charity that you support and that the 50-50 drawing supports, and of course the winner gets half the pot. The 0-1 fastball, a strike just above the knees at 91 miles an hour. It's 0-2 to Bedford. Well, the woos have spread to Eastwood Field here in eastern Ohio. 0-2 to Bedford. Called, strike three. Fastball at 92 over the outer edge. That strikeout brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. That is 10 strikeouts for the Spikes as a staff in the game. When we go to the ninth, it's going to be need to be a pretty big rally for the Spikes. 15-6 our score on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Monday, July 3rd, join the Spikes for the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular presented by the PA Lottery. It's a massive display you do not want to miss after the 6:35 p.m. game against the Williamsport Crosscutters. Celebrate with us on Military Appreciation Night and make your plans for the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular presented by the PA Lottery Monday, July 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Back here at Eastwood Field, we go to the ninth inning. Spikes trailing the score of 15-6, and a new pitcher on the mound for Mahoning Valley to try to finish it out, and it is right-hander Andrew Lucas out of Arizona State, Camarillo, California native, 5'11", 190 pounds. He is 23 years of age. And this season, Lucas has made seven appearances, a 1-2 record, a 2.79 ERA. He has two holds to his credit, no saves, although this will not be a hold nor a save situation. 9 2/3 total innings. He has allowed six runs, three of them earned, on six hits, 11 strikeouts to eight walks, one hit batsman. Opponents hitting 171 against him. It'll be the 9 1-2 hitters due up, Aiden Howard, Addison Smith, and Kyle Huxdorf. Spikes will be back in action against the Scrappers tomorrow night at 7:05. I'll be on with you at approximately 6:50 with Spikes Live presented by Mount Nittany Health. Connery Peters will get the ball for State College. We believe it will be Tony Rossi, a right-hander, or Connor Markle, a left-hander. That'll be on the mound for Mahoning Valley to start. Aiden Howard is 2-for-3. A ground out of the third, but then a three-run homer. His first as a Spike to the roof of the batting tunnel behind home plate, or behind the Scrappers bullpen in right field, from home plate to there. But his first as a Spike, a three-run homer in the fifth. He also beat out an infield single in the seventh, and he takes ball one low to start off the ninth. 96 on the fastball from Lucas. And the next offering bounces in, deflects away. Two balls and no strikes. 97 on the fastball there. As Connor Capisi remains the catcher. Here is the 2-0. Howard chops it off the plate. Lucas comes off the mound, grabs it. Bouncing throw to first, and it gets past Sykes. Moving up to second is Howard. We'll see if that, there's definitely going to be an error on the play for the errant throw. But it's a matter of whether Howard will get credit for a single if the scorer believes he could have beat it out anyway. It was a tough play, but it'll definitely be an error assessed on Mahoning Valley. That'll be their fourth. And Addison Smith now up. Smith reached on an error back in the seventh. Officially, he's 0-for-4. He scored a run in that seventh inning as well. Spikes went down 1-0 on Brandon Hilton's solo homer. Howard's three-run homer put him up 3-1 in the fifth, but then six runs in the fifth inning for Mahoning Valley. Spikes fought back. Jevin Relaford, bases loaded, walk in the sixth, but then Scrappers got it back in the seventh. Errors allowing the Spikes to score two more runs. Chase Call with an RBI fielder's choice. And then a six spot for Mahoning Valley in the seventh, another in the eighth. 0-1 to Smith. Lucas delivers. Fastball and a called strike on the outer edge. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Fastball high and away, 96. One and two, the count. And the 1-2. Fastball outside, two and two, the count. Howard leads off second. A set by Lucas. And the 2-2. That's driven foul into the bleachers, third base side. Actually deflected off the guy wire for the netting and dropped into the bleachers a little more suddenly than it would have expected, but nobody was in the vicinity. Still 2-2. And the pitch. That is low for a ball. The count runs full. 2:05 game on Sunday, then back home Monday night, 6:35. Skies will light up like never before in Happy Valley with the fireworks shows on the 3rd and the 4th. The Patriotic Fireworks Spectacular, presented by the PA Lottery in conjunction with the Central PA 4th Fest, starts us off Monday night, and then the Central PA 4th Fest fireworks. The largest fireworks display in PA. Tuesday night, gates open to Medler Field as a VIP viewing location. And by the way, VIP parking will still be available for purchase as well if you haven't got it already. As the 3-2 to Smith, popped up foul, third base side. The count remains full. Gates will open up at 4 p.m. And live music at the ballpark on Tuesday the 4th. Yachtly crew will be on hand with their special brand of fun. A little yacht rock for you. And, of course, Gabe Stillman will also be on hand to perform during the evening. Is a sharp grounder to third, taken in by Harris. Throw across the diamond in time. One gone in the top of the ninth. Good job by Smith to work the at-bat. It was a nine-pitch at-bat. By the way, no hit credited to Howard. It's a straight error, an errant throw by the pitcher Andrew Lucas. So four errors tonight from Mahoning Valley, but they have the big lead. And here's Kyle Huxdorf. 0 for 3, or officially 0 for 4. He also has reached on an error in the game. And here's a pitch line over the leaping Coates into right center field, a base hit. And Huxdorf digging for second. The throw, the tag, he's safe. Kyle Huxdorf was thinking two the whole way. Howard moves up to third. A hustle double for Kyle Huxdorf. And now Cam Buford to the plate. Buford is 0 for 4, but twice he has been robbed of extra base hits at the outfield wall this evening. Buford in the right-handed box. There's one out here in the top of the ninth. And Lucas delivers. That's fouled back to the screen. Strike one. VIP viewing location tickets also available. And tickets for the Patriotic Fireworks Spectacular on the 3rd. Presented by the PA Lottery in conjunction with the Central PA 4th Fest. All of them available now at statecollegespikes.com. The 0-1, that's low. Blocked by Capisi. One ball and one strike. One ball, one strike. I don't That's interesting. They put another error on the board. Are they going to saying that Huxdorf was a single and an error rather than a double? Looked like he was going two the whole way. And a 1-1 pitch to Buford, fouled back to the mitt. Ball and two strikes. Get clarification on that. Obviously, probably something that will get rectified by tomorrow. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He went around to Buford. He tried to hold back on the high fastball at 96, but could not. Strikeout for Lucas, and two gone in the top of the ninth, and the last hope for the Spikes is Chase Call, the right fielder. He has reached base twice, hit by a pitch in the second, walked in the sixth. His fielder's choice in the seventh scored a run. Officially, he's 0 for 2. He's also scored himself in the game. And the pitch, that is low for a ball. I checked that, high for a ball. 94 from Lucas. And the 1-0. That's up high, and Howard not, it bounces right back to Capizzi. Howard not going to try to score on that. By the way, they were, again, testing the pitch timers here in Mahoning Valley. They look like they are perhaps operational. But again, it won't be until they're operational across the league that they'll be implemented into play. I'd look for that to take place sometime in the second half of the MLB Draft League season. The 2-0 to Call, taken for a strike over the outer half of the plate. 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike. The pitch, up high for a ball. 3-1. Call already with a walk and a time hit by a pitch tonight. And the 3-1, that is low to the backstop. And again, not enough of a bounce away for Howard to try to score. It's also a 15-6 game, so he'll stay put, and Call draws his second walk of the night. Well, that'll increase the total for Call now. Chase has walked 16 times this year. That actually ties for the MLB Draft League lead with Brody Farr of West Virginia. Base is loaded, two outs. Cade Climby the batter. Cade is 0 for 3 with a walk. In the right-handed box, Lucas delivers. Fastball's a called strike. Outer half of the plate, 0-1 the count. And the pitch, and hit him. Hits Climby in the left elbow. He grimaces as he removes the elbow guard, but that'll score a run to make it 15-7. An RBI the hard way as Howard scores. Huxdorf moves to third, Call to second. And by the way, it is, rather than a double, it's a single and an error for Huxdorf, even though he was digging for second the whole way, seemed like. Nevertheless, base is loaded, two outs. Ray King trots out to the mound, a quick chat with Andrew Lucas. And Matthew Bardawell now the last hope for the Spikes. Bardawell is 0 for 2 with a pair of walks. Spikes with 7 runs tonight despite only 4 hits. Cade Climby testing out that elbow, and again, that's why he wears the guard, and he is okay to stay in the game. Puts on the sliding mitt on the left hand. And Bardawell stands in. First pitch to him, taken for a strike, outer half of the plate. Again, it's a 7:05 game tomorrow. I'll be on with you with Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health at roughly 6:50. Could be at 6:50, roughly, who knows. 0-1. Foul to the right side, it's 0-2. Edition, 205 Sunday. Again, a 6:35 game Monday, 105 Tuesday. There'll be two off days on the schedule, but they won't necessarily be off days. That'll be when the first half players exit, and the second half players come in for the Spikes, and we'll have those rosters out soon. And it looks like some familiar names to Spikes fans will be coming back to Happy Valley. Ball and two strikes to Bardawell. Spikes down to their last strike. Lucas kicks and delivers. And Barnwell pops it up. First base side. This will float into the seats, out of play. Still 1-2. And the pitch, that is low. That may be the first non-fastball Lucas has thrown in this inning, but it missed low, 2-2 the count, breaking ball. Now the 2-2 pitch. And Bardawell sends this one foul over the seats out toward the parking lot, first base side. Still two balls and two strikes. Give credit to the Spikes. They battle all the way. They did not throw in the towel on this one when it became a 7-3 game, not when it became 8-4. Mahoning Valley had to really pour it on to get this advantage and take this win tonight. 2-2 to Bardwell, popped up. Foul again, first base side. And they are making the Scrappers work for that last out. Mahoning Valley doing themselves no favors with five errors tonight, officially, but had 14 hits. Had some big hits as well. Solo homer for Brandon Hilton, his first. Three-run homer for the Spikes, Aiden Howard, his first. And another 2-2 to Bardwell. The eighth pitch of the at-bat popped up sky-high, shallow right. Second baseman Coates makes the catch. And the ball game is over. The final tonight from Eastwood Field. Mahoning Valley Scrappers 15, State College Spikes 7. We'll wrap things up from Eastwood Field right after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
In partnering with the Central PA Fourth Fest, the State College Spikes have been committed to finding unique ways to host this outstanding representation of Happy Valley and all of Center County. We are elated to once again join the Central PA Fourth Fest at Mettler Field to bring live entertainment, great food, comfortable seats, and live music. Join us on the 4th for Gabe Stillman and Yachtly Crew, two amazing acts before the largest fireworks show in all of PA. Get your tickets now at centralpafourthfest.org.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. Monday, July 3rd, join the Spikes for the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular presented by the PA Lottery. It's a massive display you do not want to miss after the 6:35 p.m. game against the Williamsport Crosscutters. Celebrate with us on Military Appreciation Night and make your plans for the Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular presented by the PA Lottery Monday, July 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Back here at Eastwood Field, Niles, Ohio. The final score tonight, Mahoning Valley 15, State College 7. Final game totals, State College 7 runs on 4 hits, 2 errors, and 8 runners left on base. Mahoning Valley 15 runs on 14 hits, 5 errors, and 5 runners left on base. The winning pitcher is Rudy Gomez. He's now 1-0 on the season. Corey Avant takes the loss. He's now 1-1. Time of the game, 3 hours and 3 minutes here at Eastwood Field tonight. Well, a first for Aiden Howard as well. His 3-run homer in the fifth inning, the first of his time with the Spikes. Brandon Hilton with a solo homer in the first inning. His initial home run with the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. Tomorrow night, 7:05 game time, Connery Peters gets the ball for the Spikes. It will either be Connor Markle, the left-hander, or Tony Rossi, the right-hander, for the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. But I'll be on with you at Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health at roughly 6:50 p.m. For that one, then a 2:05 game on Sunday, and then back home. The Patriotic Fireworks Spiketacular, presented by the PA Lottery in association with the Central PA 4th Fest, which will take place around Happy Valley and with the VIP viewing location at the ballpark on Tuesday the 4th. It is a 4 o'clock gate opening time for the Central PA 4th Fest activities at the ballpark on Tuesday, including Yachtley Crew, Gabe Stillman, Kids Run the Bases, Geisinger Kids Zone activities, and much, much more, all a part of the events on Tuesday night for the Central PA 4th Fest returning in full force to Happy Valley on the 4th. Final score again tonight, Mahoning Valley 15, State College 7. I'm Joe Putnam. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. So long, everybody.